City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits. Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio
Countdown. The time, for those of you who keep track of such things, is coming up on 7 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of my colleagues on the DJV show. They would be Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keevan. So I'm going to do something a little different this week, ladies, with your permission. Or okay. Even if I don't have your permission. But I'm going to try something different here.
Where we stand.
You know what you're sitting, aren't you, at the moment? I think
at the moment, yes.
All right, so I'm going to go through all the stories and all the people. I'm going to ask you to pick out the one that you would like to talk about most, and we'll jump from there. All right? So
sure.
The story list, the top 10 stories this week, start at number 10 with the story of those murder hornets. That goes back to the beginning of the week, came to America on that Chinese ship, but apparently they have their derivation in Japan. So when you look at those pictures, we'll talk about that. Number 9, Michael Flynn and the end of the charges against him. Number 8, the relationship situation that we find ourselves in, whether it's at home, whether it's at work, whether it's at school, whatever that situation. Number 7 is a focus on technology and the censorship on things like Facebook. Number 6, the jogger in Georgia that was killed and its impact on race relations in our country yet again. Number 5, our relationship with China. Number 4, the presidential race. Number 3, the economy and the situation, the debate that's going on reopening businesses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Healthcare, number 2 and number 1, all the stats and when are we going to get out of this and that sort of thing that continues to be on people's minds. On the people list, Michael Flynn is at 10. Fatty is number 9, Kim Jong-un. Zuckerberg is number 8. 7 is Ahmaud Arbery. We'll talk about that situation down in Brunswick, Georgia. Number 6 is Michelle Obama. 5, Joe Biden. And Tara Reid sort of tied for that position. Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell at 4. Dr. Fauci and his colleague Dr. Birx at 3. Mike Pence at 2. And Donald Trump at number 1. So can I, before we do ask each other what we think is not most important, but what stimulates us the most this week, I don't know anything, and I must, whether I ignore these sorts of things or not, I might not have ignored it if I'd have paid attention to it or even seen it, but I haven't seen or heard anything about this Michelle Obama film. What do you ladies know about that?
Yeah, we talked about it on the DJV show. It's the documentary of her book tour, Becoming.
Oh, it's okay.
On Netflix.
Yeah, I thought there was something else. Yeah, all right. Yeah. They've done stuff. They have a contract, I think, with networks. Netflix.
They have a production company, and they have a certain number of properties that they have to deliver.
Yeah. Are you interested in seeing that?
Yeah, I am. I've seen bits and pieces of her book tour along the way, and yeah, it sounds interesting. I haven't read the whole. I didn't read all of the book. I started reading it, and then I just don't have time to read books at this point. But I have heard lots of good things about it, and that it's a wonderful memoir. So
I don't have
it. I'm going to take a pass on it.
Why? Is it because she's married to Obama? You didn't like Obama?
No, it has no. You know what? That's so ridiculous. It's not that I don't like either one of them. It's just I don't really. I don't know. It's weird to me when you put out a documentary about yourself. I don't know. That's the first project of their production company.
No, it's,
like,
no, it's not. The first project, the second won an Oscar.
One.
Yeah,
but the second project is about Michelle Obama. I don't know. Yeah. It's just weird.
You don't think Trump's going to put out a documentary about himself?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean I'd watch it. I'm just saying I'm not interested in particularly hearing a documentary that you put out by
I'm not much interested in either, even though I like her. I think she's very likable. I think she balanced him a lot from going way off the deep end in many areas of his leadership, and so, but I.
Well,
like
the point
her.
Of the documentary is really to highlight the stories that she, the people she met along the way, and sharing their stories. It's really not just look at me, but whatever. If people don't like her, they don't like her, you know.
Well, that has nothing to do with it. I just don't, I'm not really interested in it. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, I'm not interested either in seeing it, but I do like her. I have not. It's not to do with liking her or not liking her. I have much more regard for her.
I wouldn't
her.
Watch a documentary on Nancy Reagan. At this point, I just...
I would. I think that would be interesting.
I don't know.
All right.
Stuff on television that I have to catch up on way before that comes up in the list.
Victoria, of these stories, which one do you want to talk about? Which one has piqued your interest this week, or do you think needs more discussion? Because a lot of this stuff doesn't really need any more discussion.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think we've discussed a lot of it. The murder hornets for sure freaked me out the most of any of these stories. That bug is ugly. I saw a little clip of it taking down a mouse, and it's just, ooh. Yeah, that freaks me out the most, and...
what do we do about getting rid of stuff like that?
I think it's being overblown. Some expert on bees and insects, I guess, was talking about how it's in Washington, but all these other states who are panicking about it coming their way it's an overreaction just because it seems like a funny story to talk about a murder hornet, probably. But I think people, if they're really worried about them coming, this guy said that because of the ecology, they're going to do better in Washington, right near the Canadian border, rather than places further south. Now, how many times have we been downplayed about something that's ultimately come to get us? I don't know. Many times, but that's what this guy has said.
In New York with Central Park and then the botanical gardens in the Bronx being whatever the term is, there are certain things that are in Central Park, certain things growing in the botanical gardens that attract this thing.
All right, so Jennifer, your turn. Out of all of these things, which do you want to talk about? Which one has found
you
both on the local show?
I think this is the most important story maybe in our lifetime, and I don't know that it's going to get the attention because the mainstream news media was complicit in it. And as much as the murder hornets scare me, this scares me a whole lot more when I know that the federal government is weaponizing itself against American people. And if they want you to be guilty, then you're going to be guilty. And I think that's eye-opening, and it's
I don't think that's anything new. I think there's been a lot of stuff.
New. You're
the
right
IRS
about that.
Used to do that. Still does.
Oh, the IRS would target people all the time. If you missed an overview of what's happening this week, it goes far beyond Michael Flynn. Maybe the most recent piece of news is that under pressure, Adam Schiff, who's at the head of the House Intelligence Committee, released transcripts of interviews conducted by his panel during the Russia probe that happened between 2017 and 2018. And the reason he released them, it's really funny. Adam Schiff, and I think maybe he might be, who knows? People are dumb when they vote, but, so I can't, but if this was, despite real evidence, I think people ignore it and instead focus on what's fake. And Adam Schiff has come out for years, and I think we can all agree, saying that he had seen direct evidence of collusion between President Trump or at that time, candidate Trump and Russia. He said it a million times. We've seen direct evidence of collusion. He'd come out shaking his head after he did his big interviews. Well, it turns out that Adam Schiff, even though he said he'd like to release these documents, really didn't when he had the opportunity. They were declassified. He was able to release them, and he refused. And so finally, there was enough pressure from Republicans in the House of Representatives to actually have Adam Schiff release these documents. And also with Rhett from the Department of the Director of National Intelligence, who said, if you don't release them, Adam, I will. So finally, on Thursday of this past week, Adam Schiff released late transcripts of interviews conducted by his panel. Now, in those interviews, you start to filter through them. He talked to 57 different people. He had 57 transcripts that were released. Not one of them provided any evidence at all, direct or otherwise, of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. Yet Adam Schiff came out every single night saying how he had seen evidence of such things. That was not true. Even people like James Clapper, who was the former director of intelligence for President Obama, came out and said he saw no direct evidence of collusion. What has James Clapper been doing the last few years? Well, he's been a pundit and a talking head on cable news where he's talked about some of that evidence that exists, the collusion narrative. He never saw it when he testified under oath. So now you're seeing all of these people who start to lie, to start drafting the story that people can't unsee in the headlines that we've been pushed out, that have been pushed on us for the last 3 years. So those transcripts are out. Even Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, who turned on Trump, said he had never seen any evidence of Trump colluding with Russia. All of these things falling apart. Now, also unraveling is the Mueller investigation and why it was even started. And it seems that the whole Mueller investigation was started because of that dossier that we heard so much about. And in that dossier, which everyone knew was fake and was uncorroborated, they still started an investigation, which led to a special prosecutor, special counsel, and Robert Mueller taking on this investigation really on no evidence. And so the question is why they did that, who was behind it, and who made the decision. And the latest card to fall is that Michael Flynn, who was targeted by these investigators and being grilled under the guise of, and this was written in a headline, handwritten, I'm sorry, in a margin by FBI investigators saying the goal was to get Michael Flynn to lie so they could prosecute him or get him fired. Apparently, this went all the way back to President Obama, who it was now being reported that Obama was the one directly who told Susan Rice and James Comey that Michael Flynn had spoken to Russian Ambassador Kislyak back in the transition period when President Trump was awaiting his administration to go into that, his administration was waiting to go into office in January of 2016.
Well, President Obama also during the transition meetings with Trump warned him about Michael Flynn.
Mm-hmm.
So if
and
Obama
why?
Was well, but my point though is if Obama's the bad guy who's trying to take Trump down, why did he warn him to stay away from Michael Flynn? Because Michael
Obama
Flynn
is not necessarily
guy.
No, Obama's not necessarily right. I'm not willing to connect him yet to wanting to take Trump down, although I think it's really possible because certainly his administration and the leftovers of his administration were absolutely trying to take President Trump down. So, but I'm not going to go as far as to say that. What I will say is that President Obama did not like Michael Flynn. That's not something unprecedented. He fired Michael Flynn. They had a very public disagreement. Michael Flynn embarrassed him when he started campaigning with President Trump. And this whole narrative about Michael Flynn actually started at the desk, and there's now evidence to prove it in the Oval Office with President Obama and Susan Rice.
But what I'm saying is he didn't. There was something else that Obama did not that he believed that Flynn was not a good guy. That was not.
No,
just
what I'm saying is he made it. This is all created in his administration. He had it out for Michael Flynn.
I don't, and
that's why he told Trump that. That's why he told
very
James
discouraging
Comey
that all of this stuff is done
Michael
on behalf
Flynn's
of you and your tax. This is what my tax dollars are going for. I think I'll withhold my income tax this year. I'm not interested in paying for this kind of stuff. And there's more and more evidence that this sort of thing is going on. 20 past the hour. Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now, 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, moving back into our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, the DJV show cast. We are cast in this hour to take the charts from Talkers Magazine. They're published every week at talkers.com. They are the Bible of the talk radio industry. And so we have, I'm stuck a little bit on 7, which is about technology, more because, and I'm not even sure that you would agree with this, a technological story. Amazon is considered big in the tech world and big in the whole world. And so these whistleblowers that were fired because they were complaining about the working conditions, and now some senators are asking questions. They want to interview Bezos and find out why it is that these people were fired. Why were they fired? What was the, does anybody know what the background was of, because Bezos and his company have defended the fire. And you see all these ads everywhere. We're hiring, $15 an hour.
Part of the agreement when you work for Amazon is you're not allowed to disparage Amazon. And so that was the grounds, I believe, for their firing.
So,
which they did.
You have to quit first, and then you disparage them. right?
I guess.
Yeah, that's the rule.
I guess. I mean, if that's how you, yeah, if it's that important to you, sure.
Well,
I mean, look, Amazon has had a lot of problems with the virus, and
well,
a lot of people
too big.
Have come forward. Well, no, I mean,
how
do
you manage that company? It's too big. Like government, it's too big.
They've had a lot of issues with the virus spreading throughout the warehouses, and a lot of workers, rightly so, feel it's not a safe environment. So
well,
if you don't
you
feel like your workplace is a safe environment right now, you know, you're allowed to say something, unless you work for Amazon and then you're not, and you can get fired for it.
So is that the case? There have been complaints about all these meatpacking places that have closed down because they're full of coronavirus. Some of the fast food restaurants are closing down because of the virus. And this is on, you know, one of the things that I'm thinking about with regard to, it's all things virus. I know that we tend to wrap ourselves around. But we're now talking about airlines and how to go public and get back to normal. We still have to wear a mask. Why wasn't this, when it first came out, why are we waiting until the middle of May when, admittedly, all of this stuff is on the downturn? Why are we in public being told, if you don't wear a mask, there's a preacher in Boston that's running his, opens his church every Sunday, and you know, even though you're not supposed to have gatherings, he brings people in and gets fined every week by the city, and he still does it. But, you know, why wasn't there earlier on a mandate to wear masks and take care of yourself and others?
Behind this virus, in every place.
Well, what good does it do now? I mean, I guess it'll
Well, now the only thing we can do now is try to prevent the second wave from being worse than the first. It's a known fact at this point. There will be another wave, maybe even a third. Just like the Spanish flu had three waves, but the Spanish flu, the second and the third waves were so much more severe than the first one, and we're trying to prevent that from happening. Because, look, we saw what happened in the first wave. Our economy went into the crapper. Everything was shut down. If we don't take precautions now, it's going to be so much worse for the second wave and the economic ramifications associated with it. So it makes sense we have to do what we can do.
Yeah.
I just, putting the two of them together. Go ahead, Jennifer.
I feel like there's so much explaining that needs to be done about the masks for me. I mean, I understand in theory why people are being told to wear them. I'm respectful of that. But the misinformation about not wearing them, then wearing them, it just,
I think at this point
it's a streamlined message, though. You're wearing it not so that you don't catch it. It's so that you don't give it to someone.
Which is
And I think
good.
Everybody can understand that. That's a pretty simple message.
Use them,
we should have had that message early on. Well, that's not a difficult message to comprehend.
Right.
And they knew.
Gene Simmons gets it. Remember earlier in the week on the DJV show, we were talking about him explaining it to his fans. So,
28 past the hour. Carrying a very positive, very important message in this time, lose the weight, keep it off. What's going on now more than ever that makes this an important message?
Well, I think, you know, everybody's focus right now is, you know, I just want to stay healthy. I want my family to stay healthy. And if losing weight is part of that, Calitrin is the right product for you because it doesn't contain any drugs or any stimulants in it. So it's actually good for you. And there are lots of weight loss guides, helpful tips for staying healthy, meal prep guides. There's all kinds of tools that can help you get healthy, you know, right now.
All right, so we're on TopLoss.com. What's the deal going to be?
Well, the spring sale we've got right now is buy three, get three free, and it is unlimited. So buy four, get four free, buy 10, get 10 free. And that promo code using the letters DJV will save you on shipping on all orders.
Go to TopLoss.com, lose that weight and keep it off, and be healthy this spring.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I've always wanted to learn another language, so I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and soon you're putting words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. I can't wait to use my Spanish skills in real life. Dos cervezas, por favor.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app. That's Babbel.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown. Opening up about the issues of the week, this is the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I call it the Talk Radio Review or the Talk Radio Roundup. Choose your poison, if you will. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Storm. Jennifer Storm, where'd that come from? I'm looking at the weather. Jennifer, we changed your name. There was a lady on a station that I used to... I'm still on it in Eugene, Oregon, K-U-G-N. The lady's name was Stormy Weather, I think. She's on the... Interesting lady. All right, let's see. What do we have here? Number six. The word disgusting comes to mind when I see this stuff because it's transparent, but yet talking about it doesn't seem to do it. You know, sometimes when you talk about things, you actually feel like you're doing some good. That get people to, the ideas you have, get people to focus on things. This is such a polarizing, and how can it be polarizing when two guys basically murder somebody else for no good reason? Two white guys, a father and a son, they gang up on this guy who's jogging down the street because they say he looks like someone who robbed a store or something. I don't even know what the
Well, they claim that that there had been a series of burglaries in the neighborhood, and then now it's coming out that there was never a single burglary reported in the weeks leading up to this shooting. So, you know, there were no break-ins reported, and so it just
what causes this? But what? Let's get into the deeper. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I think it deserves something more than the same superficial stuff that we always lay on this. You know, stupid white people who don't like black people, and it's always in the South, and yada, 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 or some cop shoots, a white cop shoots a black guy.
This is more than that. This is mental ill. I mean, this is someone who is mentally deranged. If you watch this video, you will see that this is not the activity of a sane person. And there are plenty of people who are racist on all sides of the aisle. Blacks who hate whites, whites who hate blacks, whites who hate purples. But that doesn't mean you pick up a gun and go hunt somebody. And so I'm not trying to discount people who have stereotypes or who hate them, because that's
bad.
But who
thinks this way?
And
how do they get to this point of thinking this way?
This is someone who's deranged, who thinks that it's okay to grab the dopey son and go on a hunting expedition of another human being.
With a rifle.
That's beyond explanation. Well, that's evil and it's bad.
Yeah. The son had a rifle and the father had a handgun. So they had two guns. And then, so we were talking earlier about who recorded the video. It turns out that the son's neighbor, a guy named William Bryan, was the one who recorded the video. So he came forward.
So there's a lot of questions on that, too, because why? Here's the thing. If I saw that, I always put myself in someone else's shoes. If I saw that unfolding, I got to tell you, I don't know that I would just stand there and hold the camera. I would be probably screaming and shouting and trying to
but
call
I think,
the police.
Jen, I think
maybe
that,
this guy did.
Well, he didn't. And so this guy jumped in the back of the truck because he was going to go along with it. So I think he was filming
this video as
more of a trophy piece.
As
than
a pride thing. Exactly.
Exactly. Which is so messy.
And that's what makes me wonder who the heck this guy is. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And why it happens. Where it's done. This goes back millennia where people don't, you know, of one color. Don't like it. I was looking at a documentary last night of the British royal family. You know that Queen Elizabeth's father, when he went to Africa to bestow honors on the black soldiers, was told by his handlers that he couldn't touch them because he couldn't befoul his white skin with the dark skin of the Africans. This was 1949, 1950, somewhere in there. I mean, imagine, that's not that long ago. And then you look at some of the other things that are going on now, it's like we're still fighting the Civil War. Like people still don't get that the Genome Project proved that we were all the same, no matter what the color of our skin. As if you didn't know that in the first place.
Those are people who believe in science, though. These are people, you know, if you believe in science, then sure, that's going to seem
logical.
I don't always believe there are a lot of people who don't want to believe in science, and, you know, it's just whatever. It's
all right.
Horrible.
Number five on the list of items eligible for conversation, our relationship with China. Now, I don't know where we are with this. I don't feel like there's enough attention or action on this to satisfy me yet with regard to the people in the House and the Senate getting very active, very aggressive at curbing our relationship business-wise and otherwise with China and incentivizing bringing our businesses back. So what's going on, Jennifer? Or what is
one of the newest developments is that the minority leader in the House, Kevin McCarthy, felt the same way that you did, felt that the House of Representatives, not even back in session yet, wasn't taking action quickly enough or seriously enough on China. And so he formed internally a coronavirus, I don't want to say task force because that's what the White House is doing, but a Chinese task force particularly.
Caucus.
So that the House could actually start doing investigations and get, you know, line up the proof that they need to start talking about some legislation, some things that would allow for people to not only sue China, but also for incentives to bring businesses back. So that is finally underway this week. But I think you're right. This is, again, one of those things
what
that
the hell
needs
are
to
we
happen.
Waiting
it
for?
Needs to start with bringing industry back.
The public wants this is a more you talk about this with people publicly, the more if they are thinking straight at all, they want to go after the reason, the cause, the people who are responsible for this outrage, not only in our country, but around the world, bringing the world pretty much to a standstill. Whether it ought to have been that way or not, whatever other conspiratorial things may or may not have gone on, it still is time for us to wake up, and all of you can have action here by not buying things that are made in China, and to be vocal when it comes to whoever's running for local, statewide, national office. This is the number one priority for me this year. This is a question I'm going to ask every candidate. I already started. I've been writing to my local, my congressperson here. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? So far, zero. And that doesn't serve me, and it doesn't serve most Americans well. What are you protecting? Why are you not on the bandwagon at the beginning to strike out and get to the bottom of what, never mind, happened, but what we're going to do about it? You're just going to roll over and let these people do the same thing again? Then we are doomed. We're done. We let these people go back. We just go back to doing business as usual, buying all this crap from China and having all this these drugs manufactured there, and God knows what else we're absorbing into our body from there. We're going to get what we deserve. We will get what we deserve. We kind of have. You're right. I agree with you. Yep. Kind of already have. So, all right. Do we have, let's see, number four. I'm still not trying. I'm laughing because sometimes, you know, you get so wrapped up in stuff. I'm so angry about China and so want to work this thing over. And then I get to Joe Biden and Tara Reid and what actually happened and why it's taken 35 years. And I just wonder, it's so frustrating. Why in the world have we got these two guys running instead of the best of the best? And Jennifer thinks that Trump's the best president we ever had. Okay, so that's your opinion, and I love you for it. And you can back it up any way you want to. But I just don't, what? These are the two best guys?
Well,
most qualified
guys?
Best,
let me qualify this. I think he's the best president that we've ever had. Now, do I think that both of these guys have probably said things or done things?
Like he beats Lincoln and FDR and Reagan?
I think
really?
He is one of the best presidents we've ever had, yes. I think he's been one of the most effective, and I could give you a thousand reasons, but that's not really the conversation. The conversation is, do I think that Trump is, like, perfect morally speaking? No. Do I think that he said some things and done some things that are wrong? Yes. Do I think that Joe Biden has done those things? Absolutely yes. I think that, unfortunately, it comes with power positions, and I think those things are slowly changing. But, does that say that they won't be great presidents? Well, I think there's a lot of people, Democrats, who have screamed as and included them as part of the Me Too movement, who are going to go and vote for Joe Biden. And I think that, you know, maybe there's some hypocrisy in that. Maybe there's not.
So,
but we all make these choices, right?
Here's where I am on this.
You get rewarded with somebody like Trump.
When I look at Joe Biden, and maybe the other candidates, but when I look at him, I think of the Manchurian candidate and of the Democratic National Committee putting a puppet into a position who they pushed aside everybody else. They pushed Bernie out of the way. They pushed Bloomberg out of the way. They pushed some of the other people that deserved to be pushed out of the way. But those were two viable candidates. I mean, really strong candidates in many different ways. And because they didn't fit into the mold of the people running, it was the same thing that happened when Hillary Clinton pushed Bernie, she didn't, but Debbie Wasserman Schultz did, the same bunch of people who are basically trying to groom or find somebody. You know, they were told, you want to stay in the Democrat. Look at what happened to Mayor Pete or any of these people. Stand in line. You'll get yours later on. We need to get everybody behind Biden. Why?
Yeah, but the problem, though, I love Mayor Pete, but the problem is he just didn't have any minority support.
Get that. Yeah, but I'm just saying
I understand, and I have a lot of very close family members and friends who love Bernie and have loved him for a long time. But look, the bottom line is, you know, Bernie supporters love to go to rallies, but they just don't go and vote. So, you know, you can, and I agree, I do think Bernie in 2016, I think he was absolutely kicked aside and that was very unfair. In this case, though, you know, the numbers are the numbers. His supporters just didn't go to the polls.
Yeah.
They didn't show up.
But you know what I'm saying about
I do.
I do believe he's a puppet. If you listen to, and I feel bad because it almost to me, and I am not being shocking when I say I feel like it's almost elder abuse, because if you look at the person Joe Biden was a year ago, it's much different than the person that Joe Biden is today. And he's out there, and clearly they're trying to put in somebody who will take over for him. You know, at some point, whether he even makes it one day in office, we don't know. But as far as these sexual harassment claims go, the fact that he's getting a pass from the media and Democrats who skewered Judge Kavanaugh, and the accuser of Judge Kavanaugh had much less evidence than Tara Reid does. Tara Reid has a series of stuff that's following her, corroboration of her story from the 90s. And everybody's like, yeah, but no, we believe Joe. Well, how come you didn't extend that same belief to someone where there was no evidence, just one woman's word?
You answered your own question. The answer to your question is in the question.
Well,
you know what the answer is.
Is Tara Reid recorded an interview with Megyn Kelly? It hasn't aired yet. That I've been saying, where is she? Where I want to see her. I want to see her talk about this. Christine, Dr. Ford, when she gave that testimony, there were a lot of women who believed that she believed what she was saying.
Well, Anita Hill, the same thing. Oh,
right. And so I want to see, you know, if this happened. Now, Joe Biden says it never happened at all. And so he wanted to release the records. And for some reason, they say they won't in the Senate. I don't know why. But it's kind of going around and around. And then his office, people who worked in his office, said that the complaints never existed. She has changed her story multiple times. I don't know how.
The latest piece of information is that when she got divorced from her husband back in 1996, it was part of their divorce proceedings, actually, that she had been sexually assaulted by Joe Biden. So, and the reason that they can't get him from the Senate is that, and this is another outrage, unrelated, that Congress locks down these things for 50 years.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
You're paying people off all the time, and 50 years.
This is the same bunch that just gave themselves a raise. All right, the people list here from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, number 10, Michael Flynn, and the outrage that's been perpetrated against him. Number 9, just outrage in general, focused on Kim Jong-un. I call him Little Fatty. Number 8, Mark Zuckerberg, one of the most powerful people in the history of the world. Number 7, Ahmaud Arbery, the fellow who was killed at the hands of those white people in Brunswick, Georgia. Michelle Obama's number 6. Joe Biden is 5. The leaders of the House and Senate, number 4. Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx tied at number 3. Mike Pence, number 2. I think he's done a pretty good job, actually, with all of this stuff. And Donald Trump is number 1. You don't see Pence on the list very often because he hasn't gone out of his way. I mean, I think he kisses up to Trump, but I still think in this circumstance, he's done a pretty good job. That's the overview of the people list here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. 47 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Each year, there are 800,000 strokes just in the United States. It's a leading cause of death and disability. That's why it's important to know the signs of a stroke and to take them seriously.
FAST. F for face. Facial drooping is sometimes a symptom that can occur. A for arm. Arm weakness. S for speech. Slurring of the speech can occur. And T is for time. Emergently seek care.
The good news, according to neurologist Dr. Robert Brown, is that the treatment options have expanded beyond the clot-busting drug TPA.
Now we're using catheter-based devices. You put a little plastic tube in the groin artery, advance that catheter all the way up into the brain artery, and extract the clot from the artery directly.
But again, the faster the treatment, the better chance of recovery. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com, and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
The story list from Talkers Magazine now. I'm Doug Steffen at number 10 this week. Those murderous hornets that have come into the United States this past week on a Chinese ship. What do we make of them, and how do we get rid of them? Number 9, the charges against Michael Flynn have been dropped. Wow, you talk about red flags. Oof. Number 8, the situation in relationships. People are going through relationships in all kinds of ways. What's the education circumstances, what you're learning at home, et cetera, et cetera. Number 7 ties into that with technology being the seventh item. Facebook naming censorship committee to look at things that are online and being posted. Number 6, race relations. Number 5, Chinese relations. Number 4, presidential race politics. Number 3, the economy and getting reopened again in the United States. Number 2, healthcare. Number 1, a overview of the stats, the projections. When are we actually going to be out of this? How long does it last? Those are the stories this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you are fishing for bluegill, but you want to target the bigger red ear, I'll share a tip how to catch them right after this.
For over 20 years, Sigdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
If you are catching bluegill on their spawning beds, if you go a little deeper and farther out, you can sometimes catch the red ear. Another strategy is to take your bobber off and work your split shot on the bottom with a bait floating behind. This can catch the bigger red ear. To learn more, check us out at drawntowildlife.com.
Land ho! Hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Snine and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land-ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snine and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time 53. Past the hour here with Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen, focused laser-like on the top 5 technical stories of the week, Victoria. We'll kick it off. Amazingly, we're going to count from number 5 to number 1. So, let's start with number 5.
Well, number 5 is a very practical thing that iPhone is doing for an update, because a lot of people are wearing face masks now, and if you have an iPhone 10 or 11 or anything that's updated with facial recognition, you know when you hold your phone up to unlock it and you're wearing a face mask, it doesn't recognize you. So now what the new update is, it's going to be on 13.5. It's going to be available to the public soon. If you have the free beta developer version of it, you already have this now on your iPhone. And essentially what it will do, instead of if you're wearing your face mask, when you hold your phone up to open it, to unlock it, instead of it trying to read your face, it will automatically give you the screen so you punch in your code. So it saves you an extra couple of steps. It saves you some time. So it's a sign of the times. It really is. It's kind of crazy. We're backtracking now on this advancement with facial recognition. So now you're going to have your keypad will pop up. It does, like I said, it makes sense because everyone's wearing a mask right now. As soon as that's no longer the norm, it will probably revert back. They'll do another update on it. But for now, it definitely helps save some time.
All right, number four is an announcement from Walmart this week.
Yep, Walmart has launched a new service that will deliver items to customers in less than 2 hours. It's called Express Delivery, and it will cost $10 in addition to the regular charge for delivery, which normally ranges from $7.95 to $9.95. And Express Delivery will be available for 160,000 items like groceries, toys, and electronics. And they've been testing this out in 100 stores since mid-April, and it's apparently gone very well. It's going to expand to nearly 1,000 stores this month and then 2,000 locations in the next few weeks. All you need to do is go onto the Walmart website or the app and type in your zip code and see if this delivery service is available for you. All you need is a minimum order of $30, which it seems, you know, that's very easy to achieve when you go online and start shopping for stuff. And Walmart has 74,000 personal shoppers who are dedicated just to this service alone. So if Walmart is your only option or your local option, then you can at least get your delivery a lot faster than using Instacart.
Number three is a focus on Lyft. And just as an aside, I think I mentioned earlier this week, I asked whether Lyft and Uber drivers were both, all of them were wearing masks. And I think you said yes.
Yes, and riders have to as well. Well, Uber's got a lot of issues going on right now. They are offering free transportation for frontline workers, so that's one good thing. They're trying to help coordinate free food deliveries to first responders as well. For Lyft, though, they're finding that a lot of their customers are still using the service, and they're making runs to the grocery store, to pharmacies, to doctor's appointments, things like that. And they also found that most of their riders right now are coming from lower-income areas. So what Lyft is doing is a new program, and it's called Wait and Save, and it's exactly how it sounds. If you are willing to be a little more flexible with the time that you need your Lyft ride, then you'll actually save money. And so it's about 40% of the rides, they say, are starting and ending in lower-income areas, and so they wanted to make sure that it's a little more affordable for people who need those rides, because a lot of people don't have their own cars. Mm-hmm. So and they need to, you know, get medicines and groceries. So I think it's a good thing they're doing.
A lot of people in a lot of neighborhoods don't have any extra money now. Number two this week is a focus on Google and scammer. When I see those two words together, I think of Google as a scam in certain circumstances.
Well, Google's so huge, and there's so many, you know, entities to it. But they have been intercepting 18 million malware and phishing emails every single day related to the coronavirus. 18 million a day is a lot to keep track of. So in response to all this increased scam activity, they're reminding users that they have a tool called Password Checkup, which I've used. I actually used it yesterday. It's a great tool. It can help. It'll let you know whether or not your passwords have been compromised, or if you're using using the same password in multiple places, which all of us are guilty of doing. So any compromised passwords that it tells you about, you should change immediately. And security experts suggest creating unique passwords for every website or app that you use. Do not reuse passwords. So it's very simple to do. Just go to passwords.google.com, sign into your Google account so they can verify that it is really you, and then you click on Password Checkup, and it just gives you results broken down into three categories. And then from there, you just go and you change your passwords, and just you can make your account a lot more secure. So that's
number,
Google Password Checkup.
Number one, YouTube and Facebook, what are they doing together?
They're competing for graduation commencement speeches. YouTube has got the Obamas, and Facebook has got Oprah. So let the games begin. It's the Hunger Games of graduation ceremonies.
That's a good way of putting it. Those are the top five tech stories of the week. It's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all, but many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Three White House virus task force members are now in quarantine.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is the latest. The National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases says its director has himself tested negative and will continue to be tested regularly. Also quarantining are Dr. Robert Redfield, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and the commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, Stephen Hahn. NIH and CDC describe the exposures as low risk.
Ben Thomas reporting. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence self-isolating after an aide tested positive last week. An administration official says the vice president is voluntarily keeping his distance from other people in line with CDC guidance. A judge says he won't toss the indictment in the college admissions cheating case.
U.S. District Judge Nathaniel Gorton has rejected a bid by attorneys for actress Lori Loughlin, her fashion designer husband Massimo Giannulli, and several other parents to dismiss charges in the college admissions cheating case. The defense contends there was misconduct by FBI agents in the case. The judge also denied a defense request to block prosecutors from presenting certain secretly recorded phone calls at trial. 50 people were charged last year in the case dubbed Operation Varsity Blues. Loughlin and Giannulli are scheduled to go on trial in October. I'm Mike Gracia.
The Senate's top Democrat today called in the Department of Veterans Affairs to explain why it allowed the use of an unproven drug on veterans for the coronavirus, saying patients may have been put at unnecessary risk. Chuck Schumer of New York said the VA needs to provide Congress more information about a recent bulk order for $200,000 worth of hydroxychloroquine. Georgia's attorney general asking the Justice Department to investigate the handling of the killing of an unarmed black man who authorities say died at the hands of two white men as he ran through a neighborhood back in February. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com, and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's announced a modest easing of the country's coronavirus lockdown and outlined his government's roadmap for further lifting restrictions in the coming months. Johnson says the government is keen for those who need to go back to work to do so.
We now need to stress that anyone who can't work from home, for instance, those in construction or manufacturing, should be actively encouraged to go to work, and we want it to be safe for you to get to work. So you should avoid public transport if at all possible.
In a televised speech, Johnson says it's not the time simply to end the lockdown this week, but he says it was appropriate to make some changes, including encouraging people with jobs that cannot be done from home to return to work. The plan lacked a lot of details over potentially divergent approaches by the four constituent nations of the UK, England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Wall Street rallied Friday in spite of the government reporting that employers cut 20.5 million jobs last month.
That's a record, but slightly less than markets had braced for. Traders are hopeful they won't see another report that bad because the number of workers filing for unemployment benefits has slowly declined the last 5 weeks. While the unemployment rate spiked to 14.7% in April, the most Americans without jobs since the Great Depression, the effort to kickstart the economy continues. President Trump calls it a transition to greatness.
Keith Peters reports the president expects a transitional third quarter followed by a great fourth quarter and a phenomenal economy in 2021. AAA's survey of gas prices this week pegs the national average at $1.84, the highest in the contiguous United States, California at $2.76, the lowest in Oklahoma at $1.47. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Safely and use caution.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is the Talk Radio Countdown with the charts under scrutiny for the week of May 4th to the 8th. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview on the air. Michael Harrison, who's the publisher and editor of Talkers Magazine, is here for the hour to go through the stories and some of the ancillary things that affect us and our thinking, the people list as well. So we ought to kind of get going with this because there's always, as usual, lots to talk about, Michael. There really is a lot to talk about. So, let's go. At number 10, we have the Japanese murder hornets. Did you see pictures of those things? Yeah, they're big and they're mean and they're like ugly. Not nice. Look like they came out of some kind of a bad movie, like Jeff Goldblum and the Ant or whatever he played. He was the Fly. The Fly. That's right. He was the Ant. Fly. Was Paul Rudd. You know, of course, the original Fly with Vincent Price ended with the right. Famous. Boom, boom, boom. So we have the Japanese murder. Oh, and you haven't lived. The Japanese murder hornets are also now being called the Asian murder hornets, and some people are just calling them the murder hornets because we are politically correct and we don't want to seem racist. I think they came out of the Fukuyama Jama nuclear plant blowing up. I think these things were created in a nuclear test tube. But we can blame the Chinese, too, because it came over on a Chinese ship. Is that what you think? Okay. I know. I know, too. I saw it on the Internet. At number nine, we have... believable if it's on the Internet. That's right. Okay, go ahead. No. Do you remember the time Pierre Salinger, the esteemed press ABC. Secretary, with Flight 800, he said, it was definitely a missile. How do you know? I saw it on the Internet. That was when people weren't quite sure how to read the Internet like they are now. Right.
All right. Department of Justice drops charges against Michael Flynn. That story broke on Thursday and made its way to number 9. A little politics going on there.
A lot more than a little.
Yeah, I was going to say. At number 8, education crisis tied with psychology, and that's tied with personal relationships. 3 topics, all kind of similar at number 8. The crisis in education is an aspect of this whole shutdown that is really causing headaches for a lot of people, from people trying to homeschool their kids and husbands and wives fighting over how to do that, to graduations that can't happen. But more importantly, how do you grade students? And what are you going to do with a whole year? Do you leave people back? Do we fake it? Do we fudge it? Do we say that they passed 7th grade? They're now on to 8th grade? Yeah, think about the ramifications.
A lot of that that goes on anyway, just to get the kids moving out of that, wherever they are, move them along.
Yeah, yeah. Number 7, technology and the Supreme Court.
Excuse me for a second. May I go back? Or we can go back. Why don't you go through the list, then we'll go back to that.
Well, don't lose your thoughts. Write it down on a piece of paper.
I'm going to do that, Michael.
Yeah, because sometimes there's so many things happen, we forget. Right. Number 7, technology, the Supreme Court's phone session, and Facebook names censorship committee. There's a whole lot of stuff crammed into number 7 there. At number 6, race relations and the Georgia jogger that was slain. Revelations have come to light with a video. Big story. At number 5, giant story. Remember, you were spoofing it before, U.S.-China relations. And tied with that is Kim Jong-un, his status. That's kind of fading. I don't think most people care about him anymore. At number 4, presidential race.
I got news for you. There are a lot of people they didn't care about him before. Never mind now.
You think about... did you say what I thought?
I was quiet.
Okay, I got you. Slip that in under me. He didn't say it, folks. He didn't say it. It was just a glitch. It was a digitized glitch. Right. The presidential race, politics, and Michelle Obama has a film on Netflix. That's at number 4. Number 3, the economy, the reopening debate, and the airlines have been soundly criticized by the Senate and for, you know, stealing money in terms of the package, or at least allegedly doing so, or misusing it. Healthcare is at number 2. That's a broad topic and obvious. And number 1, statistics and projections. We're obsessed with how many people have it, how many people have died, how many people are cured, and where do they think it's going to go. And all of that is happening against the backdrop of, you know, as I said before, how do we open the economy? Should we? Slowly but surely. What is safe? Big discussion, and ultimately nobody knows the answer. Should we go through the people?
Please.
Number 10, Michael Flynn. Kim Jong-un at 9. Mark Zuckerberg at 8. Number 7, Ahmed Arbery. That's the fellow who was jogging who got shot. Michelle Obama's at 6. Number 5 is Joe Biden and Tara Reid. Number 4, Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell. Number 3, Dr. Tony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx. Mike Pence is number 2, and Donald Trump is number 1, and it's a lot of stuff packed into this week, and that's just the surface, you know. It's tremendous, complicated stuff.
It would seem to me that we, if in a better world, that you'd be focused on would be the opening up of the NFL. They're not shy. They're going to start playing football, and the matchups, interesting schedules, where they're playing, that sort of thing. And the Tom Brady story, how he's getting together with a couple of his former Boston friends to do some kind of
Tom
a
Brady. Who's that?
Who's he? Yeah.
Tom Brady. Wasn't he an old-time player back in the old days? Yeah, he was a big...
Typical Patriots fan. There he is, Michael Harrison. Let's go to that, the discussion of education. The underlying focus here, it seems to me, ought to be on the argument of where are we going and what is being taught in schools. I don't think enough people have paid a lot of attention to it, but it's becoming very obvious what we're lacking in education. It's been a subject of scrutiny, for sure, but the teaching of politically correct thinking now has become a real bugaboo, I think, in the educational circles, public school, going on after public school, colleges and stuff. There's one way of thinking, and that's it. And so instead of people being taught how to think, they're being taught what to think. And a lot of things, as you just mentioned, have gone by the wayside.
You're right. So, no, it's a big problem. It's a huge problem.
It is a big problem. Huge. Yeah.
And I don't know if it's easily solved because we're living at a time right now where a significant number of people see everything through a political lens.
Yeah.
So even if a teacher tries to teach objectively and not commit to one side or the other, and the kid comes home and says, you know, the teacher said so-and-so, which is an objective view of it, parents might say, oh, that teacher is biased because it doesn't echo their political point of view.
Yep.
So it's not easily solved. It's very difficult in a polarized society to maintain objectivity and have it resonate well with people who want to see everything through their particular lens.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
Speaking of what we see between our lens or in our eyes and with lenses, scrutinizing Michael Flynn, I would like to talk with you about that. It's important for us to hear what you have to say about these documents that were released this past week as we continue here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. Experts say 40% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. This is a fat-soluble vitamin that plays a critical role in regulating your immune response as well as ensuring that you have strong bones. Recently, researchers have linked vitamin D deficiency with an increased risk of depression, cancer, diabetes, and obesity. And we all have heard the stories about obesity and how that is contributing to the problems that we have with the COVID-19. So now we have this new product from Purity. It's called Vitamin D. It's actually a this is an interesting way of looking at this sort of thing, advanced vitamin D Purity products. They put together a new formula with 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors like magnesium, zinc, and boron. So you try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today by going online to PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. You order for $19.95 your first bottle. It's a 30-day supply of Advanced Vitamin D. With that, you'll get a bottle of their fish oil, which is fabulous, ultra-pure fish oil. And you'll also get a free shipping deal that goes along with it. Use the DJV code when you go to PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Advanced bone and muscle support, free ultra-pure omega-3 oil, only at PurityD.com.
Have you put off your goals of losing weight? It's already May and you still have pounds to lose. Well, Calitrin is here to help. It's proven for weight loss and more. Just listen to what everybody's saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
Hi, I'm Virgil Snow. I've lost 100 pounds with Calitrin.
This is Vivian Hess. I've been on Calitrin. I started it for weight loss at first. I went from 138 pounds to 108. I've also keep using it because it's the only thing that works for me, and it helps me sleep and feel better with my reflux. I really enjoy the product, and I'll never stop taking it.
See? Real people getting real results. And you can, too. Check out Calitrin's biggest sale of the year right now at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOPLOSS. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free sale. Again, that's TopLoss.com or 833-TOPLOSS.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, you can find the Countdown Show, speaking of podcasts, at talkradiocountdownshow.com. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael Harrison is here. the business of what has happened, the truth about Michael Flynn, this, for me, is the biggest outrage of the week, maybe the month, maybe the year. You know, other than what I found out about Dr. Fauci this week and the making of drugs and that sort of thing, there's so much corruption, Michael. These documents that were released last week, the attention on a handwritten note, did you see that? FBI head Bill, he was the counterintelligence head, Bill Priestap, writes on the side of the paper, what is our goal here, truth/admission, or to get him to lie so we can prosecute him and get him fired? Mm-hmm. So that's why they threw the thing out.
Yeah.
But what
victory,
is our government?
Victory at the expense of truth.
Yeah, and we're paying for this. You and I, our tax dollars are going to grind these people up like this. This is the FBI, it seems to me, is not a little out of control. And it has, J. Edgar Hoover was no sweetheart.
That's the point. I mean, come on, wake up, you know. Police organizations supported by the power of the state have always been...
The IRS, same thing. They go after people.
They're all in need of having police organizations to police them. It's like, yeah. Where does it stop, you know?
Yeah, right. So, but, and that is the question. Where does it stop, and who's going to get it to stop? Where's the leadership here? Is everybody afraid they're going to get got to? We're going to get you.
Oh, they're terrified. They're terrified of what happens behind the closed door after you become president or something powerful, where they take you aside and they tell you, okay, now here's the real deal. Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Right. Yeah. I can't do that. I heard from somebody who's in politics in a position of power, I have what I want to do, and I have what I have to do. All I'm doing now is what I have to do. I can't do what I want to do. And I thought that was an interesting admission as to what happens when you do get into office. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here on The Countdown, which continues in a matter of moments.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense cast on your favorite podcast app.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Since the 1940s, antibiotics have saved countless lives and cured millions of infections. Unfortunately, bacteria are developing antibiotic resistance.
We've been pretty lucky so far in being able to develop new antibiotics and new ways to outsmart these bacteria, but they're really smart and they're changing at a pace that it's really difficult for us to keep up with.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Nipuni Rajapakse explains that the main driver of this resistance is overuse.
Often there's kind of a mentality, both from patients and from physicians as well, that sometimes the safe thing to do for a certain condition is to prescribe an antibiotic, even though the most likely cause is viral.
Childhood ear infections are a great example. Most are viral-based. The American Academy of Pediatrics now recommends waiting a few days to see if your child gets better before beginning a course of antibiotics. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now we continue with this week's overview of the world of news talk radio. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going through some of the stories, some of the things that are impactful, if you will. Politics, the presidential race. You may chortle at this. Sometimes I say things, huh? What did he just say? I look at Joe Biden, and I think of the Manchurian candidate.
Oh, really? Which one? Mm. The new one or the old one?
They're both the same story. Denzel Washington or Frank Sinatra, you mean?
Right, right.
I don't. The stories were the same.
All right, so okay, I'll accept that. I never saw the new one because I thought it was sacrilegious to
it.
It's like, when you have a classic like the Manchurian Candidate, why would you make a new one?
Another one,
Oh, gosh. But nonetheless, you, how do you see him as the Manchurian Candidate?
Puppet. I see him as a puppet. I see him as having been pushed into a position. They managed to push everybody else out of the way. I'm talking about the hierarchy of the Democratic National Committee. Not that the Republicans aren't. It's all about power. Once again, we were just talking about this off the air, how corrupting all of this stuff is. We all know what happened with Hillary Clinton, how they were able to maneuver, Bernie Sanders out last time. And they basically done the same thing this time. They push him out of the way, push Bloomberg out of the way, push the people that they don't want at the top. And then it's puppetry. It's like howdy doody, for God's sakes. And I don't know. I think it's dangerous, frankly. I think it's very dangerous. Anyway,
well, it is dangerous. It is dangerous. And, I don't even know where to begin to figure out how to remedy these problems. The problems come down to the human condition. And the country is very big. It's very unwieldy. It's very hard to run an enterprise this big and have it done in a way that, adheres to
principles. Well, it's
like
big business. You can't run. Look at the trouble Amazon has with their workers. The people that are on strike or the whistleblowers or whatever it is because they're not being treated fairly. And Bezos says, oh, that's not true. But if you open your mouth, you get fired. And there are a lot of, I guess, problems there. I don't know that much about the business other than it's too big, as far as I'm concerned. And, you think about all of the stuff that is dangerous about those packages, the stuff the virus sticks to the packages pretty much more than anything else, right?
I don't know.
People don't want to go to the stores, but they order all this stuff online. Good God.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that works. I'm constantly absorbing new information, and the information contradicts the other information. So I don't know. I do not know whether or not you can get the virus by opening a package. I do not know how long the virus stays alive on counters. I do not know.
We have no source. If one side says this, the other side says that. So where are you?
Yeah. So, that's the problem. The problem is that there is no source. And maybe there is no source because maybe there is no empirical truth. Maybe it is just speculation. Maybe it is just competing theories. Well, and that's common in science.
Yeah, but did that get us to where we are? To this shutting down of everything in the name of 90,000 lives? Granted, I'm not a cur. 90,000 people, a lot of people who have died. But at what expense? How many people who didn't get the virus have either killed themselves or died of a heart attack or whatever because their businesses, the little small business guys, have been put out of business by all of the furor surrounding this, all of the worry? It just seems to have been so overplayed. It just
you do not believe that people staying home this past month and a half, 2 months, has had any effect on saving lives?
No, I think it's had a lot of effect on saving lives, but I'm wondering how many lives it saved versus the outcome economically of the health of our country and the world, weighing one against the other. Does that sound like I'm a bloodthirsty cur?
Yes.
Maybe it does. Okay, well, that's the way I look at it. I think we've given up too much. Especially if the economy of the world goes into the toilet and other countries can take over.
I'd rather the economy of the world go in the toilet than everybody die. I mean,
Everybody hasn't died. Some people have died. A lot of people have died.
I'm not saying everybody will die. All I'm saying to you is that this is not left, right, black or white. Let's talk about it on the other side of the break.
Good idea.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus bolster pillows, neck pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They are experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000, or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
This ad is not from Hodder FHA and was not approved by Hodder or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Premium is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell, branch manager. NMLS number 1067640. PRMI NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for an additional source of income, this is the answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your mortgage payment. Another benefit, extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, but when you call Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage, Rich can counsel you to see if this is a fit for you. If it fits, then life just got easier for you. You see, Rich Pinnell and Primary Residential Mortgage specialize in reverse mortgages. Rich's experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call Primary Residential Mortgage. They're happy to help. 530-722-4579 or go to richforreverses.com. That's rich, the number 4, reverses.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In May, we're discussing how to design the perfect character and giving authors the right tools to make sure that their characters are people, not caricatures. In June, we're discussing the four-letter words of the writing world.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Second half hour of our overview of the issues, the final charts were revised a couple of times. Why was that, by the way? What was happening toward the end of the week that made you and the folks that you work with at Talkers want to change things around a little bit, because there's so much activity at the end of the week, but sometimes you got to figure out what's the priority here, right?
Well, I mean, you're asking me a crazy question, so I'm not going to answer that. But
okay, how many go on for the next question?
Well, no, I'm just saying is, you know, we revise when new information changes what people are talking about.
it's complex, that's the point I'm making.
I mean, obviously, the chart is made on during the week as the week is going. Mm-hmm. So it's a constantly changing thing. We try to have a snapshot of it ready for this program. But sometimes changing things on Thursdays and Fridays cause the chart to change. It's kind of right. Obvious.
Well, thank you.
Right.
That's
all you can think of asking me.
No, I was sort of back to the complexities we were talking about before. It was heavy stuff, and I kind of wanted to bridge it a little bit.
On Thursday, the Department of Justice drops charges against Michael Flynn, or Wednesday, or at the last minute, last minute of the week, all of a sudden, they arrest the father and son who, allegedly killed, the African American jogger.
Why doesn't that bother you when you know that they did it, to say allegedly? Why do we have to say it allegedly?
I don't know they did it.
Of course you know they do. The video shows the guy taking his rifle and shooting.
But we're in the media, and we have to maintain a certain level of objectivity in terms of that old principle in the basic American creed that you're innocent until proven guilty. Yeah. I may know he did it in terms of look, it's there, but there's a bigger principle involved. And that little word alleged, I think, is how would you like it if suddenly somehow you were framed or something happened and it just really appeared that you're guilty? Wouldn't you be happy that people in the media use the word alleged?
Well, I never take a gun and shoot somebody.
No, I'm not in any way. All I'm saying is that's why I use the word alleged.
I get it. I have often, when it's so obvious what goes on, I think sometimes that part of the politically correct world that we live in is, that's what it says you're supposed to do.
I think political correctness can be a problem, but I do think adhering to certain guidelines in terms of innocent until proven guilty is really important, because I think that we too much judging.
Well,
the jury,
the news media doesn't lie. The news media convicts people all the time.
That's the problem. It's a serious issue that, you know, we convict people in the court of public opinion as opposed to in the courts. Yeah. This is a bigger problem. So, I think they did it. But
the news media has convinced many people that Trump is a really bad guy, that he doesn't have the best interest of the country at heart. That he's a certain, like Satan, people compare him to Hitler. They get away with it in the guise of it being news. And yet, is it really? That's somebody's opinion that he's, what's the fact that you have? Not truth. Truth and fact are two different things. What facts do you have to prove what you're saying? And that's what I think you're saying. There are all kinds of things that are said, but there's no facts behind them.
You're covering a large swath of concepts here. I mean, criticizing the President of the United States is different than jumping to conclusion that somebody is guilty of murder before they have been properly processed through the courts. That's all. I don't think we have a court for whether a president is good from day to day.
No, but during the campaign, just like with Joe Biden now, the assumption, with all the people that are charged with whatever, sexual crimes, Joe Biden's guilty in the minds of a lot of people because this woman has stepped up and said, he was improper with me. Same thing was said with Trump, even though there's a lot of video that shows, you know, he may have been kind of a scurrilous sort, but is he guilty of all the things he's been charged with? Was Bill Clinton guilty of all the things that he was charged with?
How many rapes does he have to be guilty of?
That's it. Yeah, you're back to that. Very frustrating.
It goes back to
that complexity thing we were talking about in the last half hour, right? How complex.
Exactly. Look, I think a lot of people think that Biden is guilty because he's a Democrat.
And yes. I think a lot of people think that Kavanaugh was guilty because he's a Republican.
Yeah.
See, that's what I think you're driving at.
I is.
And as opposed
to... You were masterful at putting it in two sentences.
Right. As opposed to looking at it as an individual case based upon the evidence, the facts, and whether it's hard evidence or circumstantial evidence. We seek to win, even if it means distorting the truth. And mm-hmm. and that's what the severe politics and polarization of this particular era is causing. It's causing people to lie to themselves, to believe what they want to believe so their mm-hmm. team wins. And that's what's happened with Trump, and that's certainly what's going on with Biden and the Tara Reid thing. It's even more, shall we say, ironic and convoluted, because the Democrats are the ones that really led the charge in recent years about the whole Me Too movement.
Right.
And now, you know, they're saying, well, it's different with Biden than it was with Kavanaugh. Really? The whole thing, in my opinion, is ugly and hypocritical. What else can I say?
That's good. Let's talk about a friend of ours for a moment. In passing, literally and figuratively this week, we lost a guy who'd been on the air for 50-some-odd years, one of the great early talk radio personalities. He was, whether you think he was bigger than life or not, let's talk about what you remember, or what we all ought to remember, about Barry Farber.
Well, Barry Farber started his show in New York in 1960. He did a talk show on a music station, and he was one of the founding fathers of modern talk radio. His career spanned the pre-modern and the modern era. He was on the air for 60 years. He was on the air until he died. He died at 90 years old this week. Was a wordsmith.
Oh, fabulous wordsmith.
He spoke like it was music. And he was a conservative, but a traditional one, not you know,
the Trump type.
Whatever exists today.
Today, yeah.
And he was a gentleman. Mm-hmm. He ran for mayor of New York, I think, around 1970, and almost, you know, he was like a serious candidate on the conservative ticket.
He was, yeah,
pretty amazing. Yep. And but he's one of the, you know, if there was a Mount Rushmore of talk show hosts, he would be on it. Because mm-hmm. he's one of the founding fathers of modern telephone talk, you know, interviews, commentaries, monologues, the whole, you know, this, the format, the radio format that this has turned into. He was doing it when there were maybe 10 guys in the country doing it, scattered over the whole country.
Right.
And he was one of the greats of all time.
Alan Combs and he were, I remember, I think you might not remember this or not. He and Alan Combs and Michael Reagan and I used to go out on the road to do dog and pony shows at stations where we were all on together. And that would have been in the 90s, probably mid-90s, I'm thinking.
1890s?
I'm
sorry, go ahead.
Now you're putting me in the same league with Barry. It just was...
Where next?
You and I. That's right. We'll just slump down in front of
here we go.
Yeah. But a better crafter of the... And with his southern sort of drawl or approach, he didn't come across as being in kind of an egghead. He was... I love the guy. He was a... Mm. I remember... You know, we all learned from him. I think maybe that was the thing that mostly... You go back to those guys from that era and what we all learned from him and those people who were around when we were cutting our teeth doing this as kids.
I was a kid. I was a child listening. You didn't grow up in New York.
Right, I did.
I grew up in New York listening to WINS, the top 40 station, with Alan Freed playing people like Little Richard and Laverne yep. Baker and the Platters. And then at the end of the Alan Freed show, which I listened to every night, this guy came on late at night, way past my bedtime, talking about issues.
Yeah.
And I proceeded to listen for a moment, go, oh, damn, turned it off, because I wanted to hear music. That was the first way that I knew Barry Farber from that. And, of course, I never believed the day would come when I would actually be working in the same business with him. And, you know, it's funny, when I started Talkers Magazine in 1990, around 1991, I actually met Farber. And mm-hmm. he knew me from Talkers, and that was like, oh, my God, Barry Farber knows me.
Yeah.
You know that feeling? Yeah.
I do know that feeling. Because yes.
people that you grew up with that were in the media or, you know, children's television hosts, athletes, people that were famous when you were a kid.
Bigger than life.
Bigger than your whole life
yeah.
when you meet them. It's a big deal, and you know, being in the media, you and I have met countless celebrities, but when they're mm-hmm. your peers, it's no big deal. You get used to that, but mm-hmm. you meet somebody that was a star when you were a kid,
yeah.
and boy, oh boy, oh boy, does that just turn you back into being a kid.
Happened with Jerry Williams and Gene Burns, and because I grew up with that in Boston, listening to that, being influenced by that, as you were listening to Barry Farber and Barry Gray and John Neville and that mm-hmm. bunch in New York City.
Yeah, and you got to remember, back when we were kids, and people who are listening to this now who are kids, 10 years is a lifetime when you're 25 years old. The mm-hmm. difference between a 25-year-old and a 15-year-old is only 10 years. So it's the same as 25 to 35. So we've had the experience of growing up listening to people that were only a few years older than us. Have you ever had somebody copy, you know, like some old guy comes up to you and goes, Doug Stephan, I grew up listening to you. And the guy's
all
you
know, the time.
The guy's an old guy. What do you mean you grew up listening to me? You could be my grandfather.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Crazy.
And I was on the radio as a kid. I mean, I was a teenager when
yeah,
I was so was shows.
I. 17.
So
I
have, there yeah. are people that grew up listening to me who are older than me. I've had people come up to me who are a year or two older than me, but they were still young, and they thought I was a grown older man, didn't realize yeah. I was, you know, 18, 19 years old on the radio, so yeah. they thought they grew up listening to me. It's a very funny syndrome.
All right, the people list here from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, number 10, Michael Flynn and the outrage that's been perpetrated against him. Number 9, just outrage in general. Focused on Kim Jong-un, I call him Little Fatty. Number 8, Mark Zuckerberg, one of the most powerful people in the history of the world. Number 7, Ahmaud Arbery, the fellow who was killed at the hands of those white people in Brunswick, Georgia. Michelle Obama is number 6. Joe Biden is 5. The leaders of the House and Senate, number 4. Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx tied at number 3. Mike Pence, number 2. I think he's done a pretty good job, actually, with all of this stuff. And Donald Trump is number 1. You don't see Pence on the list very often because he hasn't gone out of his way. I mean, I think he kisses up to Trump, but I still think in this circumstance, he's done a pretty good job. That's the overview of the people list here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, in a moment, the importance of the economy, the money talk, the importance of financial talk radio in our focus right after these words. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to toploss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. 2, for the price of 1 plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at toploss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. Toploss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D
for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping, plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
A lot of people look forward to the Michael Harrison interview every week, and as I alluded to a few moments ago, your focus is on a personality who's been around for a long time talking about money.
Money, one of the brilliant voices in talk radio, Rick Edelman. He's on 80 stations around the country. He's a member of the Heavy 100, just as you are. And he really understands personal finance, and I really get into his head about what the current economic situation means to the average everyday person. It's one of the best podcasts we've ever done. People can check it out. You'll find it very, very interesting and useful. MHInterview.com, MHInterview.com, Rick Edelman. It'll be at the top of the list, the current podcast.
Find out about the status of money. And this is a bit, I mean, it's a very important time for us to know what's going on in investments. And this seems to be a sort of a cut above a lot of the other people that are hacking and hucking stuff on the air.
He's one of the two preeminent financial talk show hosts in America. And he's more of an advisor. You have Dave Ramsey, who's more of a generalist and a philosopher. Both are credible individuals.
The Michael Harrison Rap, which is a program that's heard on a lot of the same stations that carry this, you put that together every week and come up with people. It's a different conversation about the conversation. Give us
it's sort of the talk radio countdown show on steroids.
Yeah,
and that's why a lot of stations run them back to back. If people are interested in it, check it out online at mhrap.com, and rap is spelled with a W, MHWRAP, as opposed to me being some kind of rap star. I'm more of a gift rapper. And it's mhrap.com or mhinterview.com, and I appreciate, Doug, you're giving me the opportunity
to plug
them on the air.
Yeah, but I think that it's important for people to hear from your perspective because of what you just said, what we all know, what we've learned, and our reputations on the air precede us, I suppose. So you have weight and quality to these broadcasts. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you put off your goals of losing weight? It's already May and you still have pounds to lose. Well, Calitrin is here to help. It's proven for weight loss and more. Just listen to what everybody's saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
Hi, I'm Virgil Snow. I've lost 100 pounds with Calitrin.
This is Vivian Hess. I've been on Calitrin. I started it for weight loss at first. I went from 138 pounds to 108. I've also keep using it because it's the only thing that works for me, and it helps me sleep. I feel better with my acid reflux. I really enjoy the product, and I'll never stop taking it.
See? Real people getting real results. And you can, too. Check out Calitrin's biggest sale of the year right now at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free sale. Again, that's TopLoss.com or 833-TOP-LOSS.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show now with the services of Stephen J.J. Wiseman on the air. He's our lawyer here at the Countdown. He's also a college professor, teaches law at Bentley University, and he is the founder of Scamicide.com, which is a focus that I want to take because it's so important right now. We weave in and out of the top stories and talk about the legality or legal issues with regard to some of them. But I got to tell you, this week I've seen the worst coronavirus scams ever. There are just so many people who have been duped out of millions of dollars, coronavirus-related scams. And they just don't seem to, I mean, Google's blocked, what, 180 million phishing emails? That's what they're doing to stop the scammers. And I don't know that I really trust, I'm not a fan of Google, frankly, even though,
yeah,
you know, everybody Google, what, that's become part of the lexicon, Google it. So we do have some of these hoaxes that you want to go through that you've come across at Scamicide or elsewhere.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we have, you know, Scamicide, where every day we do information about new scams. Since the coronavirus really started hitting in March, we've done about 34 different ones, and we've got more already backed up. The scam artists take advantage of anything that is in the public's mind, and particularly where there's concern or fear. So there's a lot of phony tests that are out there.
Oh yeah.
That's really scary. And there again, it's because the tests are not very readily available.
Who's going to go online when you think about it, Steve? Who's going to go online for blood and saliva tests?
Exactly.
Who in their right mind thinks you're going to get approached by and this will work? Come on.
Here again, you got to go back all the way and. Sorry to be insulting to our country. You got to go all the way back to P.T. Barnum, who said no one ever went broke underestimating the American intelligence.
Right. And that's getting worse instead of better.
But it's also the fear and concern. And so people thinking they're going to be able to get some kind of cures. And the phony cures, just this week, the Federal Trade Commission and the FDA brought new complaints against a number of semi-legitimate type of advertisers and companies. And now, do you remember the old the preacher Jim Baker? He was he's still out there, and he's foisting these phony
phone
cures.
Remember went to jail? His wife was Tammy Faye Faker? I used to call her.
Yes, they did. Yeah. So, I mean, that reminds me of an old country song that was, "How can I believe you when you tell me that you love me when I know you've been a liar all your life?" That was a real song. And this guy's been lying to the public. He now actually has the gall to be countersuing the Federal Trade Commission, saying they are violating his rights. So the thing is, there aren't any legitimate treatments or cures out there. And so anyone that is telling you this, you can't believe it. And you've got to go to the sites like the CDC that you can get information upon which you can rely. But people are fearful. They also may get emails or social media texts that they think are coming from friends and trusted sources when actually they're friends who have been hacked. So it's my motto of trust me, you can't trust anyone. You've got to, particularly in these days, be very, very careful about where you get your information.
I love the expedited stimulus check thing. The government is calling you to tell you they're late, but you can go borrow money from someone. I mean, this kind of stuff.
Yeah, and here's
the government doesn't call anybody.
No, and when you and your phone, your caller ID can be tricked to make it appear that it's coming from the IRS. Or the
is this Steve
department.
Wiseman? Yes. So that's all they want to hear from you, and they use that yes for whatever other scams they may be cooking up, right?
Yeah. And a quickie thing is, if you get a call, if you get an email, if you get a text message from the government, like you said, you know it's not legit. But the other thing is, the government doesn't call it a stimulus check. So if they call it a stimulus check, it's a scam.
Right. It's the Trump check, right?
Yeah. Don't start with it.
Vote for me. Here's some money. As the old, remember the old teapot dome scandals? Remember those from learning about those in school? You remember that stuff? That kind of thing. Those are great legal things to teach in school. All right, so there it is, an overview. Just keep in mind that you can find a lot of answers at scamicide.com. Steve's book is called Identity Theft Alert. All of these things are so important, underscored now with the reality of what's going on with the virus. So thanks to Steve and J.J. Wiseman from Bentley University here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Some tough news from Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. Jobless numbers in the U.S. are going to probably get worse before they get better. At the White House, speaking with reporters Sunday, Mnuchin said he continues to have discussions with both Democratic and Republican congressional leaders about economic stimulus efforts.
Mostly focused on how are we doing on the execution of all the money that we spent. That's something that's very important that we have transparency. And what are the important issues in the next bill? And as the president has said, if we need to spend more money to protect the American worker and the American public, we'll absolutely do that.
Mnuchin said if reopenings are not allowed, it could have a permanent economic damage to the American public. Meanwhile, on ABC's This Week Sunday, White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says ultimately businesses themselves will determine just how to reopen the country safely.
Why don't we rely heavily on what the businesses, the free enterprise system, can produce? Companies are very innovative. They know the job that has to be done.
Kudlow says April's job losses were heavy. May's are likely to be too, but he does see a glimmer of hope in the most recent jobs report. When things do start to reopen, Jennifer King reports on the question of whether or not jobs in travel and tourism come back.
People in the tourism industry are thinking about the trade-offs that come with reopening. William Gonzalez works in a San Francisco hotel and was laid off in early March along with his wife. He wants to go back to work, but he's concerned for his safety.
If we start to work without being tested, all of us are going to get sick sooner or later, even though we have masks, even though we have gloves.
Scott Safford, who runs the Sea Gypsy Inn in Fort Myers Beach, said the spring and summer business disappeared by the end of March, but now
we're starting to climb out of it. The pendulum started to swing back.
I'm Jennifer King.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking relief factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking relief factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
Iran is reportedly ready for unconditional prisoner swap talks with the United States over concerns for the health risk to prisoners during the coronavirus outbreak.
An Iranian government spokesman, Ali Rabeh, was quoted by Iranian media as saying that Iran was ready to discuss the cases of all prisoners without condition, but that, quote, the U.S. has so far refused to answer. U.S. officials have recently said they were making progress in efforts to secure the release of a detained Navy veteran in Iran, but they were also pushing back on Iranian suggestions that a swap was in the works for the imprisoned Iranian-American officials have been trying to deport since last year. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Middle East's biggest carrier, Emirates, announced Sunday that although profits were up by 21% in the past year, revenue had dipped by 6% to $25 billion over the past fiscal year, which ended March 31st. Breaking news at townhall.com. A social media posting lands one man in jail.
The FBI says a 29-year-old Texas man has been arrested, accused of making online threats that included a photo of a weapon and a reference to Walmart. The FBI received a tip last week about a social media post with a picture of a weapon. 29-year-old Alex Barron of Horizon City was identified as the owner of the account. Horizon City is located about 20 miles southeast of El Paso, where a shooter on August 3, 2019, opened fire at a Walmart. 23 people were killed in that attack. John Scott reporting.
Texas health officials report more than 1,000 new cases of coronavirus, 39 additional deaths due to COVID-19. Texas Department of State Health Services Sunday reported a total of 38,869 confirmed cases, 1,088 deaths. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe. Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at Black Bear Diner.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Premium is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell, branch manager. NMLS number 1067640. PRMI NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for an additional source of income, this is the answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your mortgage payment. Another benefit, extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, but when you call Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage, Rich can counsel you to see if this is a fit for you. If it fits, then life just got easier for you. You see, Rich Pinnell and Primary Residential Mortgage specialize in reverse mortgages. Rich's experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call Primary Residential Mortgage. They're happy to help. 530-722-4579 or go to richforreverses.com. That's rich, the number 4, reverses.com.
Would be Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keevan. So I'm going to do something a little different this week, ladies, with your permission, or even if I don't have your permission. But I'm going to try something different here.
Where we stand.
You know, well, you're sitting, aren't you, at the moment? I think
at the moment, yes.
All right. So I'm going to go through all the stories and all the people. I'm going to ask you to pick out the one that you would like to talk about most, and we'll jump from there. All right? So
sure.
The story list, the top 10 stories this week, start at number 10 with the story of those murder hornets that goes back to the beginning of the week, came to America on that Chinese ship, but apparently they have their derivation in Japan. So when you look at those pictures, we'll talk about that. Number 9, Michael Flynn and the end of the charges against him. Number 8, the relationship situation that we find ourselves in, whether it's at home, whether it's at work, whether it's at school, whatever that situation. Number seven is a focus on technology and censorship on things like Facebook. Number six, the jogger in Georgia that was killed and its impact on race relations in our country yet again. Number five, our relationship with China. Number four, the presidential race. Number three, the economy and the situation, the debate that's going on reopening businesses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Healthcare, number two and number one, all the stats and when are we going to get out of this and that sort of thing that continues to be on people's minds. On the people list, Michael Flynn is at 10. Fatty is number 9, Kim Jong-un. Zuckerberg is number 8. 7 is Ahmaud Arbery. We'll talk about that situation down in Brunswick, Georgia. Number 6 is Michelle Obama. 5, Joe Biden. And Tara Reid sort of tied for that position. Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell at 4. Dr. Fauci and his colleague Dr. Birx at 3. Mike Pence at 2. And Donald Trump at number 1. So can I, before we do ask each other what we think is not most important, but what stimulates us the most this week, I don't know anything, and I must, whether I ignore these sorts of things or not, I might not have ignored it if I'd have paid attention to it or even seen it, but I haven't seen or heard anything about this Michelle Obama film. What do you ladies know about that?
Yeah, we talked about it on the DJV show. It's the documentary of her book tour, Becoming.
Oh, okay.
On Netflix.
Yeah, I thought there was something else. Yeah, all right. Yeah. They've done stuff. They have a contract, I think, with Netflix.
They have a production company, and they have a certain number of properties that they have to deliver.
Yeah. Are you interested in seeing that?
I am. I've seen bits and pieces of her book tour along the way, and it sounds interesting. I haven't read the whole. I didn't read all of the book. I started reading it, and then I just don't have time to read books at this point. But I have heard lots of good things about it, and that it's a wonderful memoir. So
I don't have
it. I'm going to take a pass on it.
Why? Is it because you married to Obama and didn't like Obama?
No. You know what? That's so ridiculous. It's not that I don't like either one of them. It's just I don't know. It's weird to me when you put out a documentary about yourself. I don't know. That's the first project of their production company.
No, it's not. No, the first project the second won an Oscar.
One.
Yeah.
But the second project is about Michelle Obama. I don't know. Yeah. It's just weird.
Trump's going to put out a documentary about himself?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean I'd watch it. I'm just saying I'm not interested in particularly hearing a documentary that you put out by
I'm not much interested in either, even though I like her. I think she's very likable. I think she balanced him a lot from going way off the deep end in many areas of his leadership, and so,
Well,
like
the point of the documentary is really to highlight the stories that the people she met along the way and sharing their stories. It's really not just look at me, but whatever. If people don't like her, they don't like her, you know?
Well, that has nothing to do with it. I'm not really interested in it. I mean, I don't.
I'm not interested either in seeing it, but I do like her. It's not to do with liking her or not liking her. I have much more regard for her.
I wouldn't watch a documentary on Nancy Reagan.
I would. Yeah. I think that would be interesting.
I don't know.
All right.
A lot of stuff on television that I have to catch up on way before that comes up in the list.
Victoria, of these stories, which one do you want to talk about? Which one has piqued your interest this week, or do you think needs more discussion? Because a lot of this stuff doesn't really need any more discussion.
I agree with that. I think we've discussed a lot of it. The murder hornets for sure freaked me out the most of any of these stories. That bug is ugly. I saw a little clip of it taking down a mouse. It's just, that freaks me out the most. And you know,
what do we do about getting rid of stuff like that?
It's being overblown. Some expert on bees and insects, I guess, was talking about how it's in Washington, but all these other states who are panicking about it coming their way it's an overreaction just because it seems like a funny story to talk about a murder hornet probably. But I think people, if they're really worried about them coming, this guy said that because of the ecology, they're going to do better in Washington right near the Canadian border rather than places further south. Now, how many times have we been downplayed about something that's ultimately come to get us? I don't know. Many times.
All I know
this guy has said.
in New York with Central Park and then the Botanical Gardens in the Bronx being they whatever the fauna, whatever that the I hate biology, but whatever the you know whatever that term is, there are certain things that are in Central Park, certain things growing in the Botanical Gardens that attract this thing.
All right, so Jennifer, your turn. Out of all of these things, which do you want to talk about? Which one has found
you
both on the local show?
Well, I think this is the most important story maybe in our lifetime, and I don't know that it's going to get the attention because the mainstream news media was complicit in it. And as much as the murder hornets scare me, this scares me a whole lot more when I know that the federal government is weaponizing itself against American people. And if they want you to be guilty, then you're going to be guilty. And I think that's eye-opening, and it's
I don't think that's anything new. I think there's been a lot of stuff.
You're
the
right
IRS
about that.
Used to do that. Still does.
Well, the IRS would target people all the time. Now, if you missed what just kind of an overview of what's happening this week, it goes far beyond Michael Flynn. Maybe the most recent piece of news is that under pressure, Adam Schiff, who's at the head of the House Intelligence Committee, released transcripts of interviews conducted by his panel during the Russia probe that happened between 2017 and 2018. And the reason he released them, you know, it's really funny. Adam Schiff, and I think maybe he might be, who knows? People are dumb when they vote. But, so I can't, but if this
a
was,
lot of
if
us
there
can
was,
say that.
If there, well, despite real evidence, I think people ignore it and instead focus on what's fake. And Adam Schiff has come out for years, and I think we can all agree, saying that he had seen direct evidence of collusion between President Trump, or then at that time, candidate Trump, and Russia. He said it a million times. We've seen direct evidence of collusion. He'd come out shaking his head after he did his big interviews. Well, it turns out that Adam Schiff, even though he said he'd like to release these documents, really didn't when he had the opportunity. They were declassified. He was able to release them, and he refused. And so finally, there was enough pressure from Republicans in the House of Representatives to actually have Adam Schiff release these documents, and also a threat from the Director of National Intelligence, who said, if you don't release them, Adam, I will. So finally, on Thursday of this past week, Adam Schiff released late transcripts of interviews conducted by his panel. Now, in those interviews, if you start to filter through them, he talked to 57 different people. He had 57 transcripts that were released. Not one of them provided any evidence at all, direct or otherwise, of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. Yet Adam Schiff came out every single night saying how he had seen evidence of such things. That was not true. Even people like James Clapper, who was the former director of intelligence for President Obama, came out and said he saw no direct evidence of collusion. What has James Clapper been doing the last few years? Well, he's been a pundit and a talking head on cable news where he's talked about some of that evidence that exists, the collusion narrative. He never saw it when he testified under oath. So now you're seeing all of these people who start to lie, to start drafting this story that people can't see in the headlines that we've been pushed on, that have been pushed on us for the last 3 years. So those transcripts are out. Even Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, who turned on Trump, said he had never seen any evidence of Trump colluding with Russia. All of these things falling apart. Now, also unraveling is the Mueller investigation and why it was even started. And it seems that the whole Mueller investigation was started because of that dossier that we heard so much about. And in that dossier, which everyone knew was fake and was uncorroborated, they still started an investigation which led to a special prosecutor, special counsel, and Robert Mueller taking on this investigation really on no evidence. And so the question is why they did that, who was behind it, and who made the decision. And the latest card to fall is that Michael Flynn, who was targeted by these investigators and being grilled under the guise of, and this was written in a margin by FBI investigators saying the goal was to get Michael Flynn to lie so they could prosecute him or get him fired. Apparently, this went all the way back to President Obama, who it was now being reported that Obama was the one directly who told Susan Rice and James Comey that Michael Flynn had spoken to Russian Ambassador Kislyak back in the transition period when President Trump was awaiting his administration to go into that, his administration was waiting to go into office in January of 2016.
Well, President Obama also during the transition meetings with Trump warned him about Michael Flynn.
Mm-hmm.
So if
and
Obama
why?
Was well, but my point though is if Obama's the bad guy who's trying to take Trump down, why did he warn him to stay away from Michael Flynn? because Michael Flynn
Obama
wasn't
is
a
not
good
necessarily
guy.
No, Obama's not necessarily right. I'm not willing to connect him yet to wanting to take Trump down, although I think it's really possible because certainly his administration and the leftovers of his administration were absolutely trying to take President Trump down. So, but I'm not going to go as far as to say that. What I will say, Obama did not like Michael Flynn. That's not something unprecedented. He fired Michael Flynn. They had a very public disagreement. Michael Flynn embarrassed him when he started campaigning with President Trump. And this whole narrative about Michael Flynn actually started at the desk, and there's now evidence to prove it in the Oval Office with President Obama and Susan
but
Rice.
What I'm saying is he didn't. There was something else that Obama did not that he believed that Flynn was not a good guy. That was not.
No, what I'm saying is he made it up. This is all created in his administration. He had it out for Michael Flynn.
I don't, and
that's why he told Trump that. That's why he told
very
James
discouraging
Trump
that all of this stuff is done at the behest of you and your tax. This is what my tax dollars are going for. I think I'll withhold my income tax this year. I'm not interested in paying for this kind of stuff. And there's more and more evidence that this sort of thing is going on. 20 past the hour. Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now, 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Attention, hardworking Americans that pay too much in taxes. How would you like to get an extra $5,000 back from your prior year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. We are experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies miss. Even if you've already filed, it's never too late. We guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or our services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job, you make at least $30,000 a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now.
800-399-6835. 800-399-6835. 800-399-6835. That's 800-399-6835.
Crembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
This moment of gratitude is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, thank you.
And yeah, you guys are awesome.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers, visit everyonenowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, moving back into our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, the DJB show cast. We are cast in this hour to take the charts from Talkers Magazine that are published every week at talkers.com. They are the Bible of the talk radio industry. And so we have, I'm stuck a little bit on 7, which is about technology, more because, and I'm not even sure that you would agree, this is a technological story. Amazon is considered big in the tech world and big in the whole world. And so these whistleblowers that were fired because they were complaining about the working conditions, and now some senators are asking questions. They want to interview Bezos and find out why it is that these people were fired. Why were they fired? What was the, does anybody know what the background was of, because Bezos and his company have defended the fire. And you see all these ads everywhere. We're hiring, $15 an hour.
Part of the agreement when you work for Amazon is you're not allowed to disparage Amazon. And so yeah. That was the grounds, I believe, for their firing.
So,
in which they did.
You have to quit first, and then you disparage them, right?
I guess.
Yeah, that's the rule.
I guess. Rule. I mean, if that's how you, yeah, if it's that important to you, sure.
Well,
I mean, look, Amazon has had a lot of problems with the virus, and
well,
a lot of people
too big.
Have come forward. Well, no, I mean,
how do you manage that company? It's too big. Like government's too big.
They've had a lot of issues with the virus spreading throughout the warehouses, and a lot of workers, rightly so, feel it's not a safe environment. So
well,
if you don't
you
feel like your workplace
for...
is a safe environment right now, you know, you're allowed to say something unless you work for Amazon and then you're not and you can get fired for it.
So is that the case? There have been complaints about all these meatpacking places that mm-hmm. have closed down because they're full of coronavirus. Some of the fast food restaurants are closing down because of the virus. And this is on, you know, one of the things that I'm thinking about with regard to, it's all things virus. I know that we tend to wrap ourselves around. But we're now talking about airlines and how to go public and get back to normal. We still have to wear a mask. Why wasn't this, when it first came out, why are we waiting until the middle of May when, admittedly, all of this stuff is on the downturn? Why are we in public being told, if you don't wear a mask, there's a preacher in Boston that's running his, opens his church every Sunday, and you know, even though you're not supposed to have gatherings, he brings people in and gets fined every week by the city, and he still does it. But, you know, why wasn't there earlier on a mandate to wear masks and take care of yourself and others?
We were so far behind this virus. In every place.
Well, what good does it do now? I mean, I guess it'll
well,
do
now,
some good, but
the only thing we can do now is try to prevent the second wave from being mm-hmm. worse than the first. It's a known fact at this point. There will be another wave.
There will
maybe
be.
Even a third. Just like the Spanish flu had three waves. But the Spanish flu, the second and the third waves were so much more severe than the first one, and we're trying to prevent that from happening. Because, look, we saw what happened in the first wave. Our economy went into the crapper. Everything was shut down. If we don't take precautions now, it's going to be so much worse for the second wave and the economic ramifications associated with it. So it makes sense. We have to do what we can do.
Yeah.
I just, putting the two of them together. Go ahead, Jennifer.
I feel like there's so much explaining that needs to be done about the masks for me. I mean, I understand in theory why people are being told to wear them. I'm respectful of that. But the misinformation about not wearing them, then wearing them, it just,
I think at this point it's a streamlined message, though. You're wearing it not so that you don't catch it. It's so that you don't give it to someone.
Which is
And I think
good.
Everybody can understand that. That's a pretty simple message.
Use them,
we should have had that message early on. Well, that's not a difficult message to comprehend.
Right.
And they knew.
Gene Simmons gets it. Remember earlier in the week on the DJV show we were talking about him explaining it to his fans. So,
28 past the hour. Carrying a very positive, very important message in this time, lose the weight, keep it off. What's going on now more than ever that makes this an important message?
Well, I think, everybody's focus right now is, I just want to stay healthy. I want my family to stay healthy. And if losing weight is part of that, Calitrin is the right product for you because it doesn't contain any drugs or any stimulants in it. So it's actually good for you. And there are lots of weight loss guides, helpful tips for staying healthy, meal prep guides. There's all kinds of tools that can help you get healthy, right now.
All right, so we're on TopLoss.com. What's the deal going to be?
Well, the spring sale we've got right now is buy three, get three free, and it is unlimited. So buy four, get four free, buy 10, get 10 free. And that promo code using the letters DJV will save you on shipping on all orders.
Go to TopLoss.com, lose that weight and keep it off, and be healthy this spring.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I've always wanted to learn another language, so I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and soon you're putting words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. I can't wait to use my Spanish skills in real life. Dos cervezas, por favor.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app. That's Babbel.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Show with Doug Springdown, what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Opening up about the issues of the week, this is the overview of what's going on in the world of news talk, the Talk Radio Review, or the Talk Radio Roundup, choose your poison, if you will. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Storm. I'm looking at the weather. Jennifer. There was a lady on a station that I used to... I'm still on it in... Eugene, Oregon, KUGN. The lady's name was Stormy Weather, I think. She's on the interesting lady. All right, let's see. What are we, number six? The word thing comes when I see this stuff because it's transparent, but yet talking about it doesn't seem to do it. You know, sometimes when you talk about things, you actually feel like you're doing some good that get people the ideas you have just on things. This is such a polarizing, how can it be polarizing, when two guys basically murder somebody else for no good reason. Eight guys, a father and a son, this guy who's jogging down the street, because they say he looks like someone who robbed a store or something. I don't even know what
they claim that there's a series of burglaries in the neighborhood. And then now it's coming out that there was never a single burglary reported in the weeks leading up to this shooting. So... you know, there were no break-ins. So it just,
what causes this? But what? Let's get into the deeper. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I think it deserves than the same superficial stuff that we always lay on this. White people who don't like black people, and it's always in the South, and yada yada. Or some cop shoots a white cop shoots a black guy.
This is than that. This is someone who is mentally deranged. You will see that this is not the same person, and. Plenty of people who are racist on all sides of the aisle. Blacks who hate whites, whites who hate blacks,
yep.
Whites who hate purples. Doesn't mean you pick up a gun and go hunt somebody. Not trying to discount people who have stereotypes or who hate them, because that's
but
bad.
Who thinks
we should
this
love
way?
Everybody.
And
all
how
of
do
that.
They get thinking this way?
This is someone who's deranged who thinks that it's okay to dopey son at an expedition of another human being.
With a rifle.
That's beyond explanation. Well, it's bad.
Yeah. The son had a rifle and the father had... about who recorded the video. Her son's neighbor, a guy named William Bryan, was the one video.
So he came forward.
So there's a lot of questions on that, too, because why... Here's saw that. I always put myself in someone else's shoes. If I saw that unfolding, I don't know that I would just stand there and hold the camera. I would be probably screaming and shouting and trying to call
the
police.
But I think, Jen, he didn't. And so this guy jumped in the back of the truck. He was going to go along with it. So I think it was more of a trophy piece.
As
than
a pride thing. Exactly.
Exactly. Which is so
sick. It makes me wonder who the heck this guy is. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And why it happens. Where it starts. This goes back millennia. People don't, you know, of one color, don't like it. I was looking at a documentary last night of the British royal family. You know that Queen Elizabeth's father... when he went to Africa to bestow honors on the black soldiers, was told by his handlers that he couldn't touch them because he couldn't befoul his white skin with the dark skin of the Africans. This was 1949, 1950, somewhere in there. I mean, imagine, that's not that long ago. And then you look at some of the other things that are going on now, it's like we're still fighting the Civil War. Like people still don't get that the Genome Project proved that we were all the same, no matter what the color of our skin. As if you didn't know that in the first place.
Those are people who believe in science, though. These are people, you know, if you believe in science, then sure, that's going to seem
logical.
But there are a lot of people who don't want to believe in science, and, you know, it's just whatever. It's
all right.
Horrible.
Number five on the list of items eligible for conversation, our relationship with China. Now, I don't know where we are with this. I don't feel like there's enough attention or action on this to satisfy me yet with regard to the people in the House and the Senate getting very active,
alone.
Very aggressive at curbing our relationship business-wise and otherwise with China and incentivizing bringing our businesses back. So what's going on, Jennifer? Or what is going on?
One of the newest developments is that the minority leader in the House, Kevin McCarthy, felt the same way that you did, felt that the House of Representatives, not even back in session yet, wasn't taking action quickly enough or seriously enough on China. And so he formed internally a coronavirus, I don't want to say task force because that's what the White House is doing, but a Chinese task force particularly.
Caucus.
So that the House could actually start doing investigations and get, you know, line up the proof that they need to start talking about some legislation, some things that would allow for people to not only sue China, but also for incentives to bring businesses back. So that is finally underway this week. But I think you're right. This is, again, one of those things
that needs
to start with bringing industry back.
The public wants – this is – the more you talk about this with people publicly, the more, if they are thinking straight at all, they want to go after – the reason, the cause, the people who are responsible for this outrage, not only in our country, but around the world, bringing the world pretty much to a standstill. Whether it ought to have been that way or not, whatever other conspiratorial things may or may not have gone on, it still is time for us to wake up. All of you can have action here by not buying things that are made in China. And to be vocal when it comes to whoever's running for local, statewide, national office, this is the number one priority for me this year. This is a question I'm going to ask every candidate. I already started. I've been writing to my congressperson here. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? So far, zero. And that doesn't serve me, and it doesn't serve most Americans well. What are you protecting? Why are you not on the bandwagon at the beginning to strike out and get to the bottom of what, never mind, happened, but what we're going to do about it? You're just going to roll over and let these people do the same thing again? Then we are doomed. We're done. We let these people go back. We just go back to doing business as usual, buying all this crap from China and having all these drugs manufactured there and God knows what else we're absorbing into our body from there. We're going to get what we deserve. We will get what we deserve. Yeah, we kind of have. You're right. I agree with you. Yep, kind of already have. So, all right. Do we have, let's see, number four. I'm laughing because sometimes, you know, you get so wrapped up in stuff. I'm so angry about China and so want to work this thing over. And then I get to Joe Biden and Tara Reid. And what actually happened and why it's taken 35 years. And I just wonder, it's so frustrating. Why in the world have we got these two guys running instead of the best of the best? And Jennifer thinks that Trump's the best president we ever had. Okay, so that's your opinion, and I love you for it. And you can back it up any way you want to. But I just don't, these are the two best guys? Most qualified guys?
Best. Let me qualify this. I think he's the best president that we've ever had. Now, yeah. Do I think that both of these guys have probably said things or done
things? Like he beats Lincoln
and
FDR and Reagan?
I think
really?
He is one of the best presidents we've ever had, yes. I think he's been one of the most effective, and I could give you 1,000 reasons, but that's not really the conversation. The conversation is, do I think that Trump is, like, perfect morally speaking? No. Do I think that he's said some things and done some things that are wrong? Yes. Do I think that Joe Biden has done those things? Absolutely yes. I think that, unfortunately, it comes with power positions, and I think those things are slowly changing. But, does that say that they won't be great presidents? Well, I think there's a lot of people, Democrats, who have screamed and included them as part of the Me Too movement, who are going to go and vote for Joe Biden. And I think that, you know, maybe there's some hypocrisy in that. Maybe there's not.
So,
but we all make these choices, right?
Here's where I am on this.
You get rewarded with somebody like Trump.
When I look at Joe Biden, and maybe the other candidates, but when I look at him, I think of the Manchurian candidate and of the Democratic National Committee putting a puppet into a position who they pushed aside everybody else. They pushed Bernie out of the way. They pushed Bloomberg out of the way. They pushed some of the other people that deserved to be pushed out of the way. But those were two viable candidates. I mean, really strong candidates in many different ways. And because they didn't fit into the mold of the people running, it was the same thing that happened when Hillary Clinton pushed Bernie, but Debbie Wasserman Schultz did, as same bunch of people who are basically trying to groom or find somebody. You know, they were told you want to stay in the Democrat. Look at what happened to Mayor Pete or any of these people. Stand in line. You'll get yours later on. We need to get everybody behind Biden. Why?
Yeah, but the problem, though, I love Mayor Pete, but the problem is he just didn't have any minority support.
Get that. Yeah, but I'm just saying
I understand, and I have a lot of very close family members and friends who love Bernie and have loved him for a long time. But look, the bottom line is, you know, Bernie supporters love to go to rallies, but they just don't go and vote. So, you know, you can, and I agree, I do think Bernie in 2016, I think he was absolutely kicked aside and that was very unfair. In this case, though, you know, the numbers are the numbers. His supporters just didn't go to the polls. Yeah. They didn't show up.
But you know what I'm saying about...
I do believe he's a puppet.
If you listen to, and I feel bad because... It almost to me, and I am not being shocking when I say I feel like it's almost elder abuse, because if you look at the person Joe Biden was a year ago, it's much different than the person that Joe Biden is today. And he's out there, and clearly they're trying to put in somebody who will take over for him. You know, at some point, whether he even makes it one day in office, we don't know. But as far as these sexual harassment claims go, the fact that he's getting a pass from the media and Democrats who skewered Judge Kavanaugh, and the accuser of Judge Kavanaugh had much less evidence than Tara Reid does. Tara Reid has a series of stuff that's following her, corroboration of her story from the 90s. And everybody's like, yeah, but no, we believe Joe. Well, how come you didn't extend that same belief to someone where there was no evidence, just one woman's word?
You answered your own question. The answer to your question is in the question.
Well,
you know what the answer is.
Is Tara Reid recorded an interview with Megyn Kelly? It hasn't aired yet. I've been saying, where is she? Where I want to see her. I want to see her talk about this. Christine, Dr. Ford, when she gave that testimony, there were a lot of women who believed that she believed what she was saying.
Well, Anita Hill, the same thing. Oh,
right, and so I want to see, you know, if this happened. Now Joe Biden says it never happened at all, and so he wanted to release the records, and for some reason they say they won't in the Senate. I don't know why, but it's kind of going around and around. And then his office, people who worked in his office, said that the complaints never existed. She has changed her story multiple times.
The latest piece of information is that when she got divorced from her husband back in 1996, it was part of their divorce proceedings, actually, that she had been sexually assaulted by Joe Biden. So, and the reason that they can't get him from the Senate is that, and this is another outrage, unrelated, that Congress locks down these things for 50 years.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Child protection.
You're paying people off all the time, and 50 years.
This is the same bunch that just gave themselves a raise. All right, the people list here from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, number 10, Michael Flynn, and the outrage that's been perpetrated against him. Number 9, just outrage in general, focused on Kim Jong-un, I call him Little Fatty. Number 8, Mark Zuckerberg, one of the most powerful people in the history of the world. Number 7, Ahmaud Arbery, the fellow who was killed at the hands of those white people in Brunswick, Georgia. Michelle Obama's number 6. Joe Biden is 5. The leaders of the House and Senate, number 4. Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx tied at number 3. Mike Pence, number 2. I think he's done a pretty good job, actually, with all of this stuff. And Donald Trump is number 1. You don't see Pence on the list very often because he hasn't gone out of his way. I mean, I think he kisses up to Trump, but I still think in this circumstance, he's done a pretty good job. That's the overview of the people list here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. 47 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Each year, there are 800,000 strokes just in the United States. It's a leading cause of death and disability. That's why it's important to know the signs of a stroke and to take them seriously.
FAST. F for face. Facial drooping is sometimes a symptom that can occur. A for arm. arm weakness, S for speech, slurring of the speech can occur, and T is for time. Emergently seek care.
The good news, according to neurologist Dr. Robert Brown, is that the treatment options have expanded beyond the clot-busting drug TPA.
Now we're using catheter-based devices. You put a little plastic tube in the groin artery, advance that catheter all the way up into the brain artery, and extract the clot from the artery directly.
But again, the faster the treatment, the better chance of recovery. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com, and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
The story list from Talkers Magazine now. I'm Doug Steffen at number 10 this week. Those murderous hornets that have come into the United States this past week on a Chinese ship. What do we make of them and how do we get rid of them? Number 9, the charges against Michael Flynn have been dropped. Wow, you talk about red flags. Oof. Number 8, the situation in relationships. People are going through relationships in all kinds of ways. What's your the education circumstances, what you're learning at home, et cetera, et cetera. Number 7 ties into that with technology being the 7th item, Facebook naming censorship committee to look at things that are online and being posted. Number 6, race relations. Number 5, Chinese relations. Number 4, presidential race politics. Number 3, the economy and getting reopened again in the United States. Number 2, healthcare. Number 1, an overview of the stats, the projections. When are we actually going to be out of this? How long does it last? Those are the stories this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour here with Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen, focused laser-like on the top five technical stories of the week. Victoria, we'll kick it off. Amazingly, we're going to count from number five to number one, so let's start with number five.
Well, number five is a very practical thing that iPhone is doing for an update, because a lot of people are wearing face masks now, and if you have an iPhone 10 or 11 or anything that's updated with facial recognition, you know when you hold your phone up to unlock it and you're wearing a face mask, it doesn't recognize you. So now what the new update is, it's going to be on 13.5. It's going to be available to the public soon. If you have the free beta developer version of it, you already have this now on your iPhone. And essentially what it will do, instead of if you're wearing your face mask, when you hold your phone up to open it, to unlock it, instead of it trying to read your face, it will automatically give you the screen so you punch in your code. So it saves you an extra couple of steps. It saves you some time. So it's a sign of the times. It really is. It's kind of crazy. We're backtracking now on this advancement with facial recognition. So now you're going to have your keypad will pop up. It does, like I said, it makes sense because everyone's wearing a mask right now. As soon as that's no longer the norm, it will probably revert back. They'll do another update on it. But for now, it definitely helps save some time.
All right, number four is an announcement from Walmart this week.
Yep, Walmart has launched a new service that will deliver items to customers in less than 2 hours. It's called Express Delivery, and it will cost $10 in addition to the regular charge for delivery, which normally ranges from $7.95 to $9.95. And Express Delivery will be available for 160,000 items like groceries, toys, and electronics. And they've been testing this out in 100 stores since mid-April, and it's apparently gone very well. It's going to expand to nearly 1,000 stores this month and then 2,000 locations in the next few weeks. All you need to do is go onto the Walmart website or the app and type in your zip code and see if this delivery service is available for you. All you need is a minimum order of $30, which it seems, you know, that's very easy to achieve when you go online and start shopping for stuff. And Walmart has 74,000 personal shoppers who are dedicated just to this service alone. So if Walmart is your only option or your local option, then you can at least get your delivery a lot faster than using Instacart.
Number three is a focus on Lyft. And just as an aside, I think I mentioned earlier this week, I asked whether Lyft and Uber drivers were both, all of them were wearing masks. And I think you said yes.
Yes, and riders have to as well. Well, Uber's got a lot of issues going on right now. They are offering free transportation for frontline workers, so that's one good thing. They're trying to help coordinate free food deliveries to first responders as well. For Lyft, though, they're finding that a lot of their customers are still using the service, and they're making runs to the grocery store, to pharmacies, to doctor's appointments, things like that. And they also found that most of their riders right now are coming from lower-income areas. So what Lyft is doing is a new program, and it's called Wait and Save, and it's exactly how it sounds. If you are willing to be a little more flexible with the time that you need your Lyft ride, then you'll actually save money. And so it's about 40% of the rides, they say, are starting and ending in lower-income areas, and so they wanted to make sure that it's a little more affordable for people who need those rides, because a lot of people don't have their own cars. Mm-hmm. So and they need to, you know, get medicines and groceries. So I think it's a good thing they're doing.
A lot of people in a lot of neighborhoods don't have any extra money now. Number two this week is a focus on Google and scammer. When I see those two words together, I think of Google as a scam in certain circumstances.
Well, Google's so huge, and there's so many, you know, entities to it. But they have been intercepting 18 million malware and phishing emails every single day related to the coronavirus. 18 million a day is a lot to keep track of. So in response to all this increased scam activity, they're reminding users that they have a tool called Password Checkup, which I've used. I actually used it yesterday. It's a great tool. It can help. It'll let you know whether or not your passwords have been compromised, or if you're using multiple if you're using the same password in multiple places, which all of us are guilty of doing. So any compromised passwords that it tells you about, you should change immediately. And security experts suggest creating unique passwords for every website or app that you use. Do not reuse passwords. So it's very simple to do. Just go to passwords.google.com, sign into your Google account so they can verify that it is really you, and then you click on password checkup, and it just gives you results broken down into three categories, and then from there you just go and you change your passwords, and just you can make your account a lot more secure. So that's
number,
Google password checkup.
Number one, YouTube and Facebook, what are they doing together?
They're competing for graduation commencement speeches. YouTube has got the Obamas and Facebook has got Oprah. So let the games begin. It's the Hunger Games of graduation ceremonies.
That's a good way of putting it. Those are the top five tech stories of the week. It's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all, but many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The coronavirus continues to throw a shadow on White House activities, with three members of its coronavirus task force having been placing themselves in quarantine after contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19.
The National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases says its director, Dr. Anthony Fauci, has tested negative for COVID-19, but is among the three task force members on quarantine. The others are the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Robert Redfield, and the commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, Stephen Hahn. NIH and CDC describe the exposures as low risk. Both Fauci and Redfield intend to telework from home, though both will go to the White House if called. If that happens, the CDC says Redfield will follow CDC practices for critical infrastructure workers, including wearing a face covering and distancing himself from others. Ben Thomas, Washington.
According to figures from the Labor Department, as on Friday, the U.S. unemployment rate hit 14.7% as coronavirus impacts erased 20.5 million jobs. The losses reflect what has become a severe recession caused by sudden business shutdowns in nearly every sector in the industry. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says many of the job losses the past 2 months may not be permanent.
It looked like about 3/4 of the job loss were from temporary layoffs. Now, that doesn't lessen the hardship, by the way.
Meanwhile, Kudlow is optimistic the second half of the year will see an economic rebound.
2021 could be a fantastic year. You can really get a big, 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 big recovery in 2021.
Kudlow says of the roughly 20.6 million people who lost jobs in April, roughly 3/4 described their unemployment, perhaps optimistically, as temporary, meaning more than 18 million Americans expect to return to their workplaces soon. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com, and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain? for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
Various efforts are underway to make more food available to needy families in Connecticut. Hundreds of cars have been lining up in East Hartford in hopes of getting food relief. Brian McKim says he's had no choice but to drive to the emergency food bank run by FoodShare.
We need food. My son-in-law's laid off. My daughter-in-law's laid off. And I'm handicapped.
Meanwhile, Myrna Packer-Blade, who's unemployed due to the pandemic, says she needs the help from the food bank.
It's very helpful, the fact that I was holding down two jobs and not able to work, not one. So economically, it really affected me.
The Connecticut's Agriculture Commissioner said last week he's considering buying food in bulk to provide to organizations that feed needy people, which have seen huge upticks in demand coupled with challenges in getting their supplies. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Texas regulators are relaxing rules about where companies can store oil underground. That's raising concern among environmentalists about potential groundwater contamination and other dangers.
The members of the Railroad Commission of Texas have voted to allow companies to store oil underground in places other than salt caverns, which are considered better at preventing leaks than other geological formations. Railroad Commission of Texas Chairman Wayne Christian says the order doesn't suspend protections against safety, health, or prevention of pollution. But environmental groups warn that the surprise rule change could lead to serious environmental consequences.
Jeremy House reporting. A plastics company planning a new factory in Southside, Virginia, at the site of a former textile plant that was shuttered in 2007. Stone River Plastics investing more than $34 million to build a new 250,000-square-foot facility in Hurt. More on these stories at townhall.com.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Don't be left watching Netflix reruns this summer. Use your screen time to future-proof your career with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. One of the best investments you can make is your education. So take the first step today. Summer classes start June 8th and enrollment is happening now. High school students, summer is the perfect time to pick up some college credits. With no tuition costs and enrollment is now completely online. Call 242-7500 or go online to shastacollege.edu/apply.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Seven California elected officials are suing California Public Employment Relations Board for violating their First Amendment free speech rights. Well, Pacific Justice Institute will give free legal advice to people seeking to opt out of union dues. Visit pji.org.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Look, Ted, I got an item for you. Beauteous Marie McDonald is nuts about what wealthy bistro owner?
Beauty and the Bistro manager.
quiet, Eddie. Heather, well, look, you might just mention that we have been seen around town dancing the rumba cheek to cheek. Well, thanks, Heather.
Miss Archer, if you like this Marie McDonald, why don't you cut out this big shot stuff and just be yourself?
I can't do that, Eddie. You see, you and me love me for what I am.
We do?
Yeah, but for a movie star, I got to play it big, which gives me an idea. Hey, Finnegan. Look, I want Marie McDonald to think I got a lot of dough, so when she gets here, run down to Cohen's Candy Store.
Cohen's Candy Store.
Yeah, and call me up.
Call you up, yeah.
Yeah, and make out like you're me broker.
Stock or porn?
Stock, block, and hurry up. Don't stand there waiting for the brains to come in. Here she comes. Here she comes now. Look at her there, Eddie.
Hmm? Yeah. She's sure as pretty as a picture.
Yeah. Get a load of that frame. Good evening. I take it that you're,
Marie McDonald.
Yes. It's a very nice thing to be.
Oh, thank you. I'm supposed to meet someone here named Archie.
A tall, handsome, distinguished-looking gentleman, very wealthy?
Yes.
I'm he.
You? You're Archie?
You sound incredible. What did you expect to find? Some bum?
That's just it. I didn't. Your letter said you were very wealthy.
So?
Then how do you happen to be working in a place like this?
I'm eccentric. Besides, this tavern was left to me years ago by the will of me great grandpater. You know me. That's me, Pater, twice removed. But enough talk on an empty stomach. Would you care to partake of some cuisine?
Well, I can't stay very long.
Oh, just for dinner.
Who'll drive me home?
The dinner will.
Please, back to the kitchen and get Miss McDonald some food. Well, Marie, leave us talk about us. Tell me, honey, you got any hobbies?
Ooh, well, I like swimming and money and football and money and baseball and money.
Baseball, huh? Okay, baby, leave us start pitching. Let me take a look at you. Honey, how would you like to have your neck choking with Tekla pearls? How would you like to have them gams of yours suede the nylons? How would you like to have your whole body covered over... No, that'd be kind of silly. Excuse me. Hello? Hello, Penny. Excuse me, Marie, it's me, Broker, calling from the curb. How are you, J.P.? Yes, this is A. Listen, J.P., I want you to buy me 10,000 shares of DD&T. But, look, J.P., keep it kind of quiet. I don't want the bears to know that I've gone bull. That's all, J.P., and don't call me again. I'm in conference. Get it? where was me, Marie? Oh, yeah. Honey, I love you.
Archie? Are you trifling with my emotions?
Not yet, but I'm leading up to it. Now, look, baby, leave us face it. You and me was meant for each other, and I... Excuse me. Hello? Now, look, J.P., I told you not to call me... What? U.S. Motors just merged with Cucamonga Copper? Well, quick, buy 2,000 shares of preferred and 3,000 shares of ordinary life. Okay, PJ. Now, look, baby, I...
Archie, I'm afraid I'm taking you away from your business.
My business? Means nothing to me, honey. Stick with me and I'll give it to you. Look, J.P., I told you not to bother me again. Now, as I was saying, Marie, I... Listen, you dopey lunkhead. Oh, excuse me, Duffy. I thought it was another lunkhead. What, look, oh, wait a minute. I'm kind of busy right now. Huh? I should get off the phone and clean the tin cans out of the back room? Okay, thanks, old man.
Get off the phone and clean the tin cans out of the back room.
It's a Wall Street code.
Oh.
Means I should get rid of Albuquerque Toe and Toe and clean up with Universal Can. Now, Look, honey, you and me could make beautiful music together. Or am I alone in my thinking?
Well, nobody's crowding you.
Maybe I ain't made myself clear. Marie, I'm talking about you and me walking down the bridal path. I assume that surely the feeling must be nuptial.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Archie, are you asking for my hand?
Well, yeah, but it's understood, of course, that the rest of you goes with it. What do you say, Marie? Will you marry me?
Archie? Yes.
What was that again?
Yes, I'll marry you.
Oh, that's fine. Holy cat, I'm talking about the preliminaries, and she wants to get right into the main bout. Marie, don't you think I'm kind of rushing things, though?
What do you mean?
Well, I'm a kind of a guy who believes in long engagements.
How long?
Oh, 10 or 15 years.
Oh, I couldn't wait that long, darling. Let's get married right away. Let's go out right now and buy a big diamond engagement ring.
Oh, yeah.
And then we can go on a nice, long honeymoon on one of your yachts.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back and move into our beautiful big mansion.
Yeah.
You're happy, aren't you, dear?
Yeah.
Oh, I must call Mother and tell her the news. Where's the phone booth?
Right over there. Here's a slug. Cat, am I in a gym? Miss Duffy. Miss Duffy, look, you got to help me get an annulment. Now, here's what I want you to do. Look, Marie, I got a confession to make to you. I hate to say this, honey, but I can't marry you. I've just been toying with your heart.
Archie, you mean you're a cat?
To the core. You see, the truth is, I'd like to marry you, but I can't on account of me family.
Oh, well, your mother and father can come and live with us.
Me wife, too?
Your wife?
Yep, that's me problem, Marie. I'm fought over by two women. What am I gonna do?
Well, if you love me...
Look, Marie, I got a confession to make to you. I hate to say this, honey, but I can't marry you. I've just been toying with your heart.
Archie, you mean you're a cat?
To the core. You see, the truth is, I'd like to marry you, but I can't on account of me family.
Oh, well, your mother and father can come and live with us.
Me wife, too?
Your wife?
Yep, that's me problem, Marie. I'm fought over by two women. What am I gonna do?
Well, if you love me, you can't love her. So, therefore...
Please, the situation is confused enough without simplifying it. Hey, wait a minute. Duck, quick. Here she comes now.
Oh, so this is the woman who is breaking up my home. Who is driving me to desperation. Oh, how can you be so cruel, so wicked, so heartless? See, that's a pretty dress you're wearing.
Archie, this is your wife?
Yep.
Haven't you got a better reason for not marrying me?
Yes, I have.
Hello, Daddy.
And there it is, Marie. My son, my son.
Just a second. How old are you, Archie?
My last birthday?
Yes.
28.
28?
Well, I'm prematurely old.
And how old are you, little boy?
32.
But that makes you 4 years older than your father.
How do we get out of this one, Bob?
Simple. You see, Marie, Clifton, my son here, was an incubator baby, and some jerky intern turned up the heat too high, and it aged him very quick.
Oh, don't look much like your father.
No? I guess that's because I was born out of town.
So, Marie, you see, this is my family. There, you have it in a nutshell.
I couldn't think of a more appropriate place. But, Archie, I still want you.
Daddy, did you tell Miss McDonald you was wiped out in the stock market?
Wiped out? Son, wherever did you hear this terrible news?
Well, Arch, I was a stockbroker, wasn't I?
Finnegan!
Oh, so that's it, is it? Oh, I'm getting out of this place, and fast.
Wait a minute, Marie, where are you going?
Back to my husband, you cad!
Back to... How can people be that deceitful?
Daddy, can I have a new yo-yo for Christmas?
Ah, shut up.
That was from April 12, 1946. Duffy Savern creator Ed Gardner was the voice of Archie. He was joined by Sandra Gould as Miss Duffy, Charlie Cantor as Finnegan, and Eddie Green as Eddie the Waiter. Special guest Marie McDonald, nicknamed The Body, was a leggy, voluptuous starlet born Cora Marie Fry in Kentucky. As a teenager, she modeled in New York and was crowned Miss New York in 1939. Over on the big screen, McDonald appeared with Abbott and Costello in Pardon My Sarong, Gene Kelly in Living in a Big Way, and Jerry Lewis in The Geisha Boy. Sadly, her life was tragically short. She died from a drug overdose in 1965 at age 42. I'm Greg Bell, and up next here on Win Radio Was, big screen tough guy George Raft will be heard as Rocky Jordan. We'll be right back.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
The politically correct thought police are at it again at Clemson University, where professors can no longer expect students to come to class on time. Campus diversity training materials now suggest that expecting people from other cultures to show up on time is racist. Instead of teaching students the kind of responsibility that will be required in the job market, these professors are being told that to be inclusive, they must recognize cultural differences that may impact the meeting and adjust accordingly. What needs to be adjusted is this misguided classes, and I can tell you, you can't even teach political correctness if students don't show up to the class. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
This moment of gratitude is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, thank you.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
In the know, I'm Smitha Rao. May is Disability Insurance Awareness Month, and it's also Mental Health Awareness Month. So Prudential is educating workers about invisible disabilities that can qualify for claims. Alice Cotty, Vice President and Head of Customer Solutions, Prudential Group Insurance, has more.
COVID-19 has increased anxiety levels around the world due to employment and financial security concerns, loneliness, and isolation, as well as the stress of balancing work, homeschooling children, and caring for loved ones who are sick. But disability insurance protects your income if you need time off of work for mental health treatment.
One in five adults experience some form of mental health condition each year, but less than half seek treatment. The numbers will likely rise due to recent events.
It's important to prioritize your well-being and mental health, especially during times of stress and uncertainty. Talk to your employer to see how you can leverage your disability insurance plans and other workplace benefits to take care of yourself and your family.
To learn more, visit Prudential.com.
Welcome back. The original actor to play Cafe Tambourine owner Rocky Jordan was Jack Moyles. But after about 5 years in the role, there was a cast change for the final season. A big screen tough guy was cast, as you'll now hear. This is from July 11th, 1951.
Now starring George Raft, we bring you a world of adventure with Rocky Jordan.
I'm Rocky Jordan. I run the Cafe Tambourine in Cairo. You've heard the old saying, everything comes to him who waits. I remember one time, if I waited then, I'd be waiting still. Real still. Dead.
Tonight's partially transcribed Rocky Jordan story, The Giannakos Affair.
I'm Chris, Rocky Jordan's barkeep. Been working for him for years now. I guess I know the Rock better than anyone. I know he's so close-mouthed, you'd never find out what went on around here if I wasn't such a yakker. But you know, it isn't always Rocky who plays it shy with the words. I'm thinking of the time Rocky was beating his brains out trying to get someone else to open up. Yeah. I remember how that one began. Night, all the Kyrenes asleep. Rocky, too, in his apartment over the tambourine. And all of a sudden, it sounded like the front door was going to cave in.
Mr. Talton, you would please open the door.
It was one of those things from under a stone that passes for a man. Lieutenant Greco, Cairo Police.
In the name of authority, you will open the door.
What's going on, Greco?
Lieutenant Greco to you. I am here on official business, Mr. Jordan. You will dress and come with me.
What? At 4 o'clock in the morning?
I said you will dress and come with me. That is a command.
Greco, what's this all about?
I am not at liberty to say, but I warn you, Mr. Jordan, I have the authority to enter your establishment and take you by force, if necessary. And as you know, I would like nothing better. Well?
Okay, Power, you're around. But this better be good. Look, Sam, I don't like this. I don't like being hustled out of bed in the middle of the night by that cop. And I use the word loosely.
I am fully aware of what has happened to you, Jordan. Jordan, I am tired. I am worried. Do not test my patience.
Well, I've got a right to know what's going on.
We will not argue the point. Let us simply say I am not at liberty to say.
Sounds like you and Greco had a rehearsal.
Excellency.
So, this is Mr. Jordan.
Jordan, may I present His Excellency Hassan Bey of a special government service.
How do you do?
You have been in Cairo a number of years. Restaurateur, American citizen. You run the Cafe Tambourine?
That's no secret.
You have dealings with the Giannakos Produce Company.
I get my fruits and vegetables from them.
When did you receive your last delivery?
This morning, before I closed up.
What time this morning?
How should I know what time? I don't keep a log on the exact time I get a delivery.
I see.
Now, how about you opening up and telling me what this is all about?
Take him, Captain.
This way, Jordan.
Well, by then, the Rock was as mad as a rooster with laryngitis. Sabaya waltzed him into the next room, and things got worse. There were a dozen more people in there, all standing in line with their sleeves rolled up. And at the head of the line, a medico was busy with a hypo in his hand.
What is this, Sam?
Get in line, Jordan, and roll up your sleeve.
Now, wait a minute. If you think
I... Jordan, you will do as I say.
If some joker's going to stick a needle in my arm, I want to know why.
You will, Jordan, in time. For the moment, do as I say.
All right, Sam. If that's the way you want it.
When you have finished here, you may go home.
Thanks. Sure you haven't forgotten anything?
Though, as a matter of fact, Jordan, there is one more thing. Your Cafe Tambourine is to be closed until further notice.
Rocky was really steaming when he left police headquarters. He ankled across the street to Amun's coffee house, found a good crowd there, and more than one guy rubbing his arm. He had a call to make, but the phone was occupied, so he sat down at the table and ordered a cup of Java. And then the doll eased in.
I hope you do not mind if I sit here. All the other places are taken.
No, I don't mind.
Thank you.
You get hauled down to headquarters, too?
Headquarters? I do not understand.
I thought you were one of our little group. Everybody else here seems to be.
I usually stop here on my way home from work. Such a crowd at this late hour. Has something happened?
Yeah, something has.
You seem angry.
I've got reason to be.
Tell me about it.
It would bore you.
I see. Oh, of course. Now I know.
Now you know what?
Sir, I have seen you before. The Cafe Tambourine. You're Rocky Jordan. My name is Zelda. Zelda Volma.
Zelda. Yeah, it fits.
Why do you keep looking toward the front door?
I'm just sweating out that buster yakking on the phone. I've got a call to make.
If it's urgent, perhaps I can be of some assistance. I live not far from here, and I have a telephone.
Thanks for the offer. But the buster looks like he's ready to hang up. Excuse me. Mac, this is Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I...
I know. You get hauled out of bed in the middle of the night, get a shot in the arm, and your cafe gets padlocked until further notice. Yeah, we know all about it.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
Not a thing. We're in complete agreement with the Cairo police. Night.
That did not take long. Oh, you are leaving.
That's right.
So am I. My apartment is just down the street, at the Nehru House.
And I have a date at the other end of town. Looks like we're headed in opposite directions.
It needn't always be that way, Mr. Jordan.
I'll file it, baby.
Yeah, what... Oh, hello, Jordan.
Thought maybe you'd be asleep, Giannakos.
Asleep. Who can sleep? Come on in.
I just got back from police headquarters. They had a few questions to ask me. Some of them had to do with the Giannakos Produce Company.
You too, huh? Sit down, Jordan, sit down.
Well, Giannakos, what's it about?
Look, I don't know any more about it than you do. They closed up your place? Okay, so they closed up mine, too. They put a padlock on my warehouse, my trucks, everything.
Sure, they didn't tell you why?
Yeah, I couldn't get anything out of them. Just a shot in the arm. Look, I got a lump there already.
You're not the only one. Stop beefing.
Rocky, listen. What is this shot business? What's the matter? I got something that's horrible? I'm a menace to society?
Don't ask me.
Why did they give me that needle? Why didn't they tell us something? Rocky, what is all this hocus pocus? Why did...
What's the matter, Giannakos?
Giannakos' face suddenly turned white and his jaw dropped. He was staring over Rocky's shoulder. And as Rock started to turn around, his eyes swept the mirror on the wall and he caught a glimpse of a figure moving in behind him, and then something crashed in behind Rocky's ear. Hard. When Rocky came to, he was still sitting in the chair. But the room around him looked like it had been hit by a blockbuster. And standing in the middle of it all was Captain Sam Sabaya.
Are you all right, Jordan?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so, Sam.
What happened here?
You tell me. Well, I was just sitting here talking to Giannakos when somebody slugged me.
Who did it?
I don't know. I only caught a glimpse of the guy in the mirror.
But you did see him.
Yeah. You know, Sam, there was something familiar about the guy. Oh, my head. Oh, I'm sure I've seen him someplace before, but I can't think where. Wait a minute. Giannakos was sitting across from me. He saw me.
Giannakos is dead.
Giannakos dead?
We found him in the bedroom. He had been shot.
Captain Sabaya! Captain Sabaya!
What is it, Lieutenant?
We have searched everywhere. The apartment, the warehouse. There is no sign of a small black bag.
I was afraid of that.
The killer must have found it. Taken it with him.
Yes.
What's all this about a black bag?
Never mind, Jordan. Come along.
Where are we going?
To police headquarters. I want you to look over some photographs. Well, Jordan?
No go, Sam. I've been over these mugs twice already. The killer isn't here.
We must have your cooperation, Mr. Jordan. You are the only one who knows what this killer looks like.
That's right. Now I'm in the driver's seat, Hassan. And if you expect any more cooperation out of me, maybe you better start telling me what this is all about.
Your Excellency, perhaps it would be wise...
Very well. Tell him, Captain.
Jordan, There was a robbery at the University Hospital last night. Someone was after a bag containing a large supply of narcotics.
The black bag you've been looking for?
We have established that the man who took the bag left in one of Ginocco's trucks, but he was not one of Ginocco's drivers. We have checked that, and the truck was returned.
All right, Sam. So this guy copped a bag of narcotics. That's happened before. You didn't carry on this way.
Jordan, patience. We believe now that Janokos was involved in the robbery, that he was the recipient of the stolen bag, and that the killer took it from him, believing it contained narcotics.
Believing? But you said it was narcotics.
It was supposed to be narcotics. The original thief made a mistake. He took the wrong bag. That is why we have had to operate with such secrecy. That is why you and the others who had some contact with Janokos' truck were given their shots.
What was in that little black bag, Sam?
A rack of test tubes containing deadly germ culture. Pneumonic plague. So don't you see, Jordan? The killer opens the bag. It does not contain what he thinks. He throws the bag away. Where? In some dark alley? A storm drain? The river? Jordan, we must find that bag.
Yeah, because if you don't, you're liable to have the biggest epidemic in history on your hands.
Thousands and thousands of lives. A whole city wiped out, Mr. Jordan. We can't prevent that, but we must move quickly.
Well, the quickest way to find the bag is to find the killer first.
Exactly. And you are the one man who knows what he looks like.
What are you driving at, Hassan?
If we were to let the word spread quietly that you, and you alone, knew what the killer looked like, the killer would learn of this, and might he not come out into the open to try to silence you?
Yeah, he probably would. I get it. You're asking me to set up myself as bait. Wait around for the killer to take a crack at me so you can nail him. That's it, isn't it?
Frankly, yes.
We know we have not the right to ask you to expose yourself to a murderer's bullet.
Oh, save it, Sam. All right. You've got yourself a pigeon.
Listening to tonight's adventure with Rocky Jordan, starring Mr. George Rant.
And it's time for a short intermission. We'll be back with more of our story right after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the ringing of that phone bell means adventure.
Hello?
Hello. The young man answering the phone is Archie Goodwin.
Yes, this is Nero Wolfe's office.
The mountain of a man in the oversized armchair staring at Archie with a beady eye is Nero Wolfe.
Mr. Wolfe is in. Mr. Wolfe is always in. Would he stay in until... He would.
Archie, what on earth?
Boss, she sounds blonde.
Phooey.
Rex Stout's reclusive, overweight, orchid-loving super sleuth is masterfully portrayed by Sidney Greenstreet in Radio Spirit's 4-CD collection, Nero Wolfe, The Case of the Midnight Ride. Mystery Buffs can learn the logic of this armchair detective extraordinaire as he presides over 8 curious cases.
He's disappeared. It's been 3 days now.
Nero Wolfe, The Case of the Midnight Ride, sells for $15.95. But when Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $10. Plus, get free shipping.
We've still got a disappearance case, and this one you're not sitting out.
Indeed. And who has disappeared now?
Mary Dunning. Stevens is back, but Mary's gone.
Go to radiospirits.com now or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code WOLF77.
Excuse me, Mr. Wolf.
Yeah.
Hold the wire a moment.
Wait, Mr. Stevens.
Come on in. I haven't had a chance yet.
Well, what? No! No!
Get your own copy of Nero Wolfe, The Case of the Midnight Ride today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code WOLF77.
Kramer's on his way to your place now to pick up young Dowd. Any instructions?
I'd like more company.
Well, the ball game is all wrapped up, isn't it?
I'd still like more company.
Right, Marion Schwartz?
If you can get them here. And Archie?
Yes?
Get them here.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Let's piggyback on our tip from last week, catching spawning bass. What areas should you key in on? We'll discuss right after this break.
for over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
This is Drawn to Wildlife's tip of the week. During the spawn, bass move into shallow areas like the backs of coves and locations with no current. Search for hard bottoms, flooded buck brush, pads, or other structure bass can relate to in shallow water. When bass are in these locations, sight fishing is a fun way to fish. To learn more, check out drawntowildlife.com, and remember, the seasons never end.
Welcome back. You're listening to When Radio Was.
We take you back to Cairo and tonight's Rocky Jordan story, The Giannakos Affair.
Well, they hooked Rocky on the end of a line to bait the guy who did in Giannakos and waltzed off with a little black bag. Some of Sabaya's men dropped a few choice words in the Cairo dens, and the underworld was to do the rest. The boss came back to the tambourine to wait for the play, feeling a little bit like a goldfish in a shark pond. Meanwhile, more of Sabaya's men, rigged out in native dress, took up stations along the street. Sabaya himself stayed at headquarters. Everything was set. A few long hours later, it was noon, and nothing happened except the boss used up a lot of cigarettes. A year went by, and it was 4 o'clock, and then 5, no play. Then a little after 7, the phone began to jump.
Cafe Tamarine.
Rocky Jordan?
That's right.
Hey, who is it, Rocky?
Shh. Rocky, this is Elder. Remember the girl you met in the coffee shop last night?
I remember.
Rocky, I must see you. I must see you right away.
What for?
I cannot tell you on the phone, but it is important. Please, Rocky, meet me. Joseph's well in the Citadel.
No. The Trade Bazaar. East End.
All right. 5 minutes.
15.
All right, Rocky. All right. Don't fail me, please.
Zelda Valmer. She wants me to meet her.
She in on it?
Could be. There's one way to find out.
Hey, Rocky, listen. That killer could be using her to get you out in the open.
I can't sweat this thing out forever. I want to get it over with. I'll be all right. Sam's men will tail me. Ring Sabaya. Tell him what's up.
Sure, Rock. Good luck.
I watched the boss slip out into the night and Sam's men move after him. A block or so from Turk Bazaar, Rocky stepped into a hallway and waited. A few minutes later, Zelda went by, carrying a grim look. She was alone. That was how the Rock wanted it. He let her go by and walked down the block a ways, and then he stepped out and called.
Zelda!
The dame pivoted, saw him, and he moved up the street after her. Only crossing that small moolak alley, he ran into trouble.
Halt, Jordan. Halt!
Where are you?
In the dark of the alley. You cannot see me, but I hold the gun. Take my word. Now, call Zelda. Tell her to come here. Call!
Zelda! Over here.
Good. I know you're being watched by the police. Give them reason to believe all is well. Light a cigarette. Relax. Good.
Is everything all right, Leon?
Fine. Talk to him, Zelda. Let us not waste any more time.
You will not be injured if you cooperate.
I've heard that before.
Zelda, ask him.
Quiet, Leon. Let me do this.
You're wasting time. We do not have all night.
Sounds like you two are married.
Rocky, you must answer a question for us. A very important question. What disease are the police giving shots for?
Why do you want to know?
We want to know. Isn't that enough?
The police have a free shot for anyone who might have come in contact with the germs.
For everyone they know who might have come in contact with the germs. Some they do not know.
You and Leon?
Yes.
I'll make a deal with you. Answer my questions, and I'll tell you how to get an answer to yours.
Well, Leon...
Of course, of course. What does it matter now?
Okay. Who is this Leon character? Is he the one who killed Giannakos?
No.
Well, bring him out of the shadows so I can see for myself. All right. You pass on that. Now tell me, how did you two come in contact with the germs?
Leon was the one who drove the truck and stole the bag for Giannakos.
And you?
I worked the switchboard at the hospital. I was the inside contact. I set up the robbery with Giannakos. As you know, we were supposed to steal narcotics. Giannakos had a buyer. We were supposed to get rich.
Instead, all you're going to get is a high fever.
Oh.
Where did you touch the stuff?
Giannakos' house after the robbery. Before we knew it was so deadly. Rocky, what is it? Cholera? Typhus? What?
Who killed Giannakos? Where's the black bag now?
We do not know.
Who is Giannakos' buyer?
We do not know.
Well, that is true, Jordan. She had told you everything we know. Now you must tell us the name of the disease.
I said I'd tell you how to get an answer to your question. And I will. Go to the police and tell them what you just told me.
What?
Cheat. You have cheated us.
I didn't cheat you. I'm doing you a favor.
You will die with your favors?
Leon, don't shoot. That will not get us what we want.
The lady's so right. That native selling water up the street is actually a cop. He'll give you what you want.
But Rocky, if we tell the police what we told you, it means jail.
Yeah. But not telling them means the morgue. Take your pick. So long.
Rocky turned on the gun and walked off. He could hear Zelda and Leon scrapping, but he didn't wait to find out what they decided. He signaled the water cellar, and the cops did the rest. Well, the Volma floozy and Leon the weasel were buttoned up, but the killer in the little black bag was still among the missing. The Rock came back to the tambourine, filled me in, and went up to his apartment. But when he stepped inside, he found out he had company.
Come in, Jordan. Shut the door.
It was a beanpole with a voice, and he was sporting a nervous 38.
Shut the door, I said. Quickly. Now lock it.
What piece of woodwork did you come out of?
The police followed you when you left. I came up the fire escape. I've been waiting for you ever since.
Well, Harold Bannister. Giannakos' killer. Yeah, now I know you.
Now you know me? Are you saying that you didn't know me before?
That's right. Just a little idea to get you out in the open.
Oh, you idiot, you stupid meddler. Before this, I had no quarrel with you. You needn't have had to die. Now I must kill you.
And of course you don't want to.
Of course I don't. Killing isn't my business.
Just peddling narcotics. Why did you kill Giannakos?
Because he tried to double-cross me. He took my money. And then he tried to say that he didn't get the narcotics. He tried to come...
Hey, Rocky.
Who's that?
My bartender, Chris. He'll have to be let in. He knows I'm up here.
All right. I'll be in the closet. The door will be partially open. Now, don't make me kill him, too.
Hey, Rock. Anything wrong?
No, Chris.
All right. Let him in.
Oh, had me worried for a minute. Here, I brought you some coffee and sandwiches. You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Oh, put the tray down on the table over there.
Yeah, sure thing, Rob. You want anything else, Rob?
No, thanks.
Well, I'll get back downstairs.
Let him, Chris!
Hey, was lucky I caught you not, Rocky.
Nice work, Chris. Let's get a look at him. Hey, you really put out his fuse.
I guess I did hit him kind of hard.
Well, now it shouldn't be long before we turn up that black bag. Ring Sabaya. He'll want to talk to this boy down at headquarters.
We'll be right back after this short break with more Rocky Jordan.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In May, we're discussing how to design the perfect character and giving authors the right tools to make sure that their characters are people, not caricatures. In June, we're discussing the four-letter words of the writing world.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Sam, you've been in there with Bannister for 2 hours.
Yes, yes, I know.
Well, what's the matter? Won't he open up?
Oh, he confessed to the murder of Janarkos readily enough.
What about the little black bag?
Well, he does not know where it is, Jordan.
He's lying, Sam.
No, no, I'm certain he's not.
Well, make him a deal. If he tells you where the bag is, you'll see to it that he gets off with life instead of an execution.
I've already tried that, Jordan. He insists he does not know where the bag is, that he did not find it when he searched Janarkos's apartment.
Oh, fine. Then Janarkos must have gotten rid of it.
Yes, I'm afraid so. But where could Janarkos have hidden it, Jordan? Where?
Look, he must have gotten rid of it between the time Zelda left his apartment and the time I got there. 1.5 hour, Sam.
Yes, yes.
Well, he couldn't have gone very far. Well, if you were to search the area around Janarkos...
We have already done that, Jordan. We found nothing.
But it's got to be around there somewhere, Sam.
Well, it isn't. Lieutenant Greco and his men searched the area thoroughly. The empty lots, the garbage heaps, the storm drain, the railroad yards. Everywhere. Everywhere.
Standing there, staring out the window isn't going to help find it, Sam.
Look. Look out there, Jordan. Cairo. My city sleeps unaware of the danger that threatens to destroy it. Unaware that death will come with the dawn. Come, Jordan, I will drive you back to your cafe.
Thanks, just the same. I'll walk back.
As you wish. Good night.
Good night, Sam.
He left police headquarters. He didn't head for the tambourine. He just started walking. Just walking and thinking hard. And then suddenly he realized he was back in Janarkos' neighborhood again. He stopped by the railroad yards, lit a cigarette, watched the switch engine batting some empty boxcars back and forth. And that's when it happened. The idea hit him with the wallop of a Sunday punch, and he took off for the switch tower on the dump.
Questions, questions. I have told the police all I know, Effendi.
Let's run through them again. You said there was only one freight train in the yard here early this morning.
Yes, yes. And that is it there on the far track. The police have already searched it an hour ago. They did not find the bag.
Is that all of the train?
All of it, Effendi.
Were any of the cars unhooked? Sent down the line before the police searched the train?
Yes. Several empty cars were removed this afternoon.
Where are they now?
About a mile that way on a side track.
Thanks, Buster. That's all I wanted to know.
Rocky put in a fast call to Captain Sabaya and then headed down the tracks on the run. He found the empty boxcars, all right. Real empty. The bag wasn't around. And then something started buzzing in Rocky's head. He was pretty sure the police hadn't told anyone what they were looking for. And yet, the gent in the switch tower had mentioned the little black bag. So Rocky raced back to the tower. But before he got there, he saw the gent running across the tracks with the bag under his arm. Rock was closing the gap between them by the time they reached the St. George Bridge. And then the guy jumped up on the rail and stood there holding the bag over the river.
Stay back! Stay back or I will drop it.
Now, take it easy, Buster. Nobody's going to hurt you. I just want that bag.
Yes, so you can turn me over to the police. No, Effendi. No one will know I found the bag. I have only to drop it in the river. It will be your word against mine.
You won't get in trouble if you do as I tell you.
Trouble? Never in my life have I been in trouble. I do not know why I took this cursed bag.
You found it after the police left, in the boxcars down the line.
Yes, yes.
The police forgot to ask you about them, didn't they?
Stop. Do not come closer, or the bag and the jewels go into the river.
Jewels? You better take a look in that bag, Buster. No jewels, no money, nothing but death.
Death?
Go ahead, take a look. Only be careful. Well, are you satisfied?
I do not understand. Nothing but bottles.
And enough germs to wipe out a whole city.
Oh.
And whether you like it or not, you're going to have to go to the police. Get yourself a shot in the arm, or you're liable to be dead by morning.
You are trying to trick me.
Don't be a sucker. I'm giving it to you straight. Now, come on. Get down from there and give me that bag. Come on.
Here. Take it. Take this cursed bag.
That's better.
Nice work, Jordan.
Sam?
I was watching from the shadows close by. I did not dare shoot. I could do nothing. Here, let me have the bag.
Here you are.
Yes. Oh. Jordan, it is all here. At last.
Captain! Captain Sabaya!
Here comes Greco.
Captain, it has just occurred to me that the black bag may be... what is that you have, Captain?
A little black bag. You were supposed to have found it. You were supposed to have searched this entire town. Instead, it was Jordan who found it.
Mr. Jordan found it.
I'm sorry, Greco.
Lieutenant Greco.
Correction. Sergeant Greco.
George Rapp stars as Rocky Jordan. Larry Dobkin is Chris and Jay Novello as Sam Sabaya. Lou Krugman is Greco. Bob Lamond speaking. This partially transcribed program came to you over CBS, the Stars address, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
That was from July 11th, 1951. George Rapp was known for multiple tough guy film roles, often gangster characters. But he could have been much, much more famous if he hadn't turned down some pretty prominent films. I'll explain and wrap up when radio was right after this break.
Johnny Dollar.
Hans Garrett, Johnny, Sheriff's Office.
Oh, hi.
Well, you can quit looking for Russell. We found him.
Well, that's good news.
Is it? He's dead.
Bob Bailey, Mandel Kramer, and more star as Johnny Dollar in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Medium Rare Matters. It's regularly $39.98, but when Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Save $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Johnny33.
Ants, get over here fast.
Well, what's the matter?
Look, I've got no time to explain. There's a man outside with a gun, and I can't hold him off much longer.
Who is it?
I don't know, but I've got a strong hunch it's the one who murdered Russell, and he's trying to do likewise to me.
Order Medium Rare Matters today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Johnny33. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Just a moment. Don't settle back in your chair. You're going for a ride. Ready?
Are you ready to never miss a When Radio Was episode and stream the most recent shows for free? Then get our Radio Spirits app today. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Alice is madly in love with Phil, and Phil is madly in love with Phil.
And we're madly in love, too, with free streams on the Radio Spirits app. Try one of our premium plans and get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, Jack Benny, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, and many more. You can also download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening, bookmark programs, and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
I don't know if I can stand the shock. Come clean. What's the problem?
There's no problem if you want free When Radio Was daily streams. Just download the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Get a free trial now for your iPhone at the App Store or for your Android at Google Play.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
The Michigan State Legislature spent weeks debating a bill that would pressure fast food restaurants to stop offering Happy Meals with gender-specific toys. There were committee hearings about the cultural effects of giving kids little race cars or Barbie dolls. Legislators worried about the practice of asking parents if they wanted the Happy Meals for boys or girls, possibly leading to identity crisis or worse. Surprisingly, no witness questioned whether or not there was any proper role for government in the issue. Examples were made of McDonald's and Burger King, but those are both private companies. The deals they make with their customers are private exchanges, none of the government's business. The free enterprise system is called free for a reason, and it's just not that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about the roles George Raft turned down. He reportedly said no to Double Indemnity, which went to Fred McMurray, and three roles which went to Humphrey Bogart: High Sierra, The Maltese Falcon, and Casablanca. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around, but folks, be sure to visit us at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.